You know what I haven't watched in a while? Home Alone.
Oh, man, I love that movie.
Such a great movie.
You know, my favorite part of that movie is, when Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet are, like, at the tip of the boat. I'm the king of the world! That whole part, you know what I'm talking about?
But my favorite part is different. My favorite part was when Burt Reynolds is in the Trans Am.
Yeah.
And he's being pursued by Jackie Gleason, who's a cop.
That, yeah.
Oh, guys, what about the courtroom scene where Tom Cruise says, I want the truth, and then Jack Nicholson goes, you can't handle the truth.
Oh, that was one of the best parts. Yeah, what about you, Meyer?
I like the part when Edward Norton made the guy eat the curb, and then he stomped his head.
Oh yeah, that was really, I forgot about that, was that so part. Funny.
You guys are all fucking idiots.
What?
What? What do you mean?
That's Home Alone 2.
Oh, right.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
As if on cue.
Right on cue.
That was a loud one.
Yeah, that kind of... It bounced
off here and like right into my ear.
Yeah, mine too.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
I do.
Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Today we are going to be playing Fate Accelerated. This is Die Jesus, not Die Jesus.
One other note: you might want to workshop the title.
Yeah. What does that mean exactly?
To shape a story, to tell a story.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to workshop the title a bit.
I get it and I like it, but I think that a lot of people aren't
going to get it.
Okay. Yeah. Also, yeah.
And it sounds a lot like Die Jesus.
Well, he did.
Well, true. But
yeah, but he's going to get better. Then he got better.
He got over it.
Yeah.
He became a zombie.
He did. So today we're going to pick up the story of Paradise Bluff. So why don't you guys go around and introduce your characters, and then we can do our recap of last game.
Hey, if these people did not listen to the first game, they should not be listening to this game.
Well, we usually
if you
recap.
Didn't listen to the first game, you should go back for maximum enjoyment.
But sometimes when you're watching a show, you get into the middle of it, you go back and watch previous episodes
to see
what just happened.
And that means we can start the game with previously.
And that's what we're going to do.
This also started with the first episode of season 2, so.
Yeah, so there you go. So
we're going to have to binge season 1 first.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Go back.
It is on Netflix.
Watch.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess I'll start.
Only until September 1st.
Yeah. I am Alex, and I am playing Deputy Curtis Wheeler. He is the newest of the two police officers in Paradise Bluff.
There's Harold. Hal?
Harold is the former sheriff.
He's still technically an officer.
He's not.
He's the desk sergeant, I think.
Well, no, I mean, no, he's not a sergeant.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any power.
He has the responsibilities of a desk sergeant.
Does he have a uniform, though? He sits there and he has a uniform.
He's got it's not exactly a uniform.
He's got a badge. He's got a little, like...
He's got a name tag.
Does he have a little, like, shield?
No.
I picture that he wears his old uniform, but it's not the shield, though.
Maybe the sheriff's department got him a gold watch when he retired, and he's just constantly winding it.
Yes, he does have a gold watch. Though.
And he does wind it a lot.
Yes.
It doesn't count any time, though. It's dead.
Yeah, it's always wrong.
There's like his wife.
Wow. Betty. Damn.
Maybe not anymore, though.
No, she's always wrong. She's always wrong, not dead.
So that's why Harold never goes home. The memory.
She's only dead sometime.
Yeah.
She's not always dead.
He is the newest deputy. He is also always trying to prove himself both to the sheriff and to his father, who never believed that he would be able to become a proper police officer because he went to college and got an education in policing. He got a criminal justice degree, so he's trying to prove himself.
And for those of you who have been following Ragnarok closely, you may remember that it smelled like sauerkraut in Ryan's basement about a year ago. Once again, it smells like sauerkraut.
I didn't smell
it. Yeah, I don't smell anything.
I smell it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it over there.
Wow.
I don't smell it.
And Ed derails the entire thing.
This is not smell vision. I mean, vision.
For all of you listening,
we talked about it last time.
For all of you listening in, just picture the pervading odor of cabbage farts wafting
by. How about they imagine it instead of picturing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Go to your refrigerator. Get out of bottle of sauerkraut. If you don't have one, go to the store. And just while you're listening to this, stick your nose in it.
A bottle?
Yeah, yeah, one of those glass bottles.
You mean jar?
Well, see, if they picture it, they can get actual stuff.
I'm like, yo, bottle, of course, Alex.
Can you go get one of those cardboard containers full of sauerkraut?
Oh, God.
You mean a box?
Oh, is that what they're called?
Sometimes.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing
Jude Law.
Billy DuPont, who is the bad boy, the town bad boy.
With a good heart.
With a good heart. And
with a good plot.
He likes cabbage.
Wow.
Is that one of his aspects?
He smells cabbage. It's like
that's
spinach,
just high concept. Cabbage loving bad boy.
Listen, I wanted to add more character.
I like it, Meyer.
That's fair.
I will be very disappointed if you don't add cabbage to the tonight's game somehow.
I probably won't.
Probably forget about it.
Just to disappoint you is how we all will.
It's just backstory. I want listeners to know.
It's going to be there in his performance,
right?
He likes it. He's in love.
Okay, so it's not like a distinct love for cabbage.
He's going to keep it all inside.
He's
going to use it.
There's a can of sauerkraut in his cabinet.
Yeah,
maybe he's going to cook with it for dinner.
Like if somebody was like, "Hey, do you want some cabbage?" He'd say, "Yeah, sure."
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Before your absentee dad became a traveling salesman and left you alone, and your mom died, your family used to have a cabbage farm.
Oh, wow.
So now you have a conflicted relationship with cabbage because it reminds you of your childhood.
Yeah.
But it's something that you can't have anymore.
It's so like the vineyard that Will's family used.
You always
my head is a cabbage.
Always eat cabbage wistfully.
Yeah. It's an internal struggle that no one knows happens.
He always gets that far off look in his eyes whenever he eats cabbage.
It's accompanied by a strange harpsichord music.
Yeah. There's a violin playing.
Ants.
Yeah, there's ants. Ryan, you got ants.
Yeah.
Just kill them.
Is it because
don't blow them
off? Is it because of the cabbage?
It might be.
The cabbage brings the ants.
What if it's Ant Man? I don't want to kill him. I'm just gonna blow him away.
It's very obviously a regular ant.
Regular, not Ant Man.
It could be Ant Man.
Still, don't blow Ant Man at Alex.
Either way, don't blow it at me.
I'm Derek, and I'm playing Sheriff Spencer. The
I didn't realize Meyer was so into blowing guys around.
Yeah. Only Ant Man. Paul Rudd.
He is an attractive man.
And Sheriff Spencer is the Michael. Law, the incumbent sheriff in town who was going to leave the office, but this crime has kept him on the job. He's married, the job he's married to, and hence becoming an absentee father to his own family. And suddenly,
Dad?
Indebted to the St. Clair family. We're not sure why.
Oh, yeah, also my character is sleeping with Derek's daughter.
And
Derek's character's daughter.
Yeah. That's a whole different thing.
I think if you were actually sleeping with Derek's daughter, we would all beat the shit.
No, my character.
Well, yeah.
I could have been banging his younger daughter, but she got recast. And
yeah, that's true.
She certainly
also,
did.
Vanessa was your ex-lover.
Yes, she was.
I'm Ed, and I will be playing Fox Creepy Cooper. I am I am a freaky Fed. I am an FBI agent who apparently has experience with this mark. He other cases that he's worked have involved the mark and disappearances, and he sort of took it upon himself to take some time off and show up in Paradise Bluff at the start of season 2 because he wanted to figure out this mystery.
Hey, Ryan, can we have some fake points?
Yes, you can.
Give me my fake points.
No.
Oh, he says no.
Well, it's
how
not the
many
GM.
Do each of you have?
I get 3.
I get 2.
I get 4. The usual amount.
Oof. Nice.
The usual amount.
3.
Thank you.
I get 4 fate points. Because I accepted this ridiculous
thing. This is the beginning of a new session, so everybody resets with 3.
No. So.
Okay. Well, Derek gets to keep his extra.
I get the extra one, because I have got 4.
Usual amount.
There you go.
That's only 3.
Yeah. That's
you're
the usual amount.
You're 273 short.
Yeah.
No, the usual amount is 276.
Oh, okay. a lot of fate points.
I thought it was just a big number, whatever you
want. No, it's 276.
All right, so I guess we'll start off this session like we did the last session with a recap montage.
Previously on Paradise Bluff. Oh, what do you say?
Previously on Paradise Bluff.
Previously on Paradise Bluff! Which one's better?
Previously on Paradise Bluff.
I like Myers.
Yeah!
Myers was the best.
All right.
Is this one of those shows where every episode a different character?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know. I kind of like the Lost one where it's just this ambiguous voice.
That works.
I don't know. I kind of like Lost. I kind of like it when it's a different character.
Previously on Battlestar Galactica. Previously on Battlestar Galactica.
All right, so I will kick off the montage. We see the creepy feds, Black Crown Vic,
right.
Pulling into town.
That makes sense.
Pulling up to the sheriff's station.
You see a clip of him talking to the sheriff and Curtis, saying, "You want to know where that girl is? Well, I'm telling you, the answers exist."
And then the next clip is us at the barn, the site of the mysterious disappearance. When we find the strongbox, and we start looking through, like, this goes back for years.
Yeah.
All right. We see Myers' character, Billy DuPont, and the original.
It probably should be. Really? Wouldn't it be the. No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. She probably wouldn't be there.
This is the weird part now. Yeah, if she was written out of continuity,
she wouldn't be there.
Right.
So we see Billy DuPont and a weird, very uncomfortable human-shaped static.
I've got it. You see him walking up, and then
where
starts
she
to
should
go static.
Yeah, the weird UTR tracking error happens.
Is that what you just said?
Yes,
almost word for word.
Hey, you guys say you don't listen to me.
I said it very loudly, and you both just completely ignored
The whole scene.
And then had this bright look in your eyes, and you had this great idea.
So, hey, you guys had a great idea. I know.
So the whole scene just sort of
wigs out like that. I love it.
Okay.
And then he's sitting in the hay bale.
Right, looking confused.
And then maybe this the scene where you like where you guys like.
I would say the way the montage fits in my head would be. You'd have him in the glitch. Then it would be Vanessa pulling on, pulling up.
Right,
in
instead of her pulling up, I feel like she should glitch in. So there's one of those weird jump cuts.
Okay,
and all of a sudden the car is there.
Right. Okay, and she says her.
My name is Vanessa St. Clair.
Right, and then I would say
we own this property.
And then there's just a flash to him. And it's another sort of grainy, glitchy scene where
that hasn't happened yet.
Oh yeah, you remember later.
Yeah.
Well,
so the first one was him Derek, right, the sheriff,
right,
realizing
right
that he owes their family
right
for something.
But now here's the question: because the recasting that makes sense, but the realization that we're having that things are changing, can we acknowledge that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because you know what it would be? It would be like in shows when they do flashbacks to older things to let you like, this is going to be important now, so remember that this happened.
All right. So then I only have two small things left. So you tell me when you want to, because I have the end. I have the perfect end of the montage.
So she shows up. We arrest her.
First, I feel like we hear the echo of a shotgun blast.
Right,
as
but you don't see anything.
Yeah, as the entire frame just goes nuts.
Maybe
there's a
little bit of a ghostly image of
the original Patricia.
Right, yeah, that's a good cut. Then we cut down to then when the sheriff was looking at his photo of his family and shows Curtis that the girl in the picture is not who we know as my other daughter. Mm-hmm. That would be a good place to go with that one.
Yeah,
and we should also go with Billy at the barber at the barber shop.
Absolutely,
you do not want to cross the Sinclairs.
Oh man!
Oh, the ants got in there. Ants.
And then, he's saying who is the Sinclairs, but there's a loud static over it, so I can barely make it out.
Right, that's pretty much the end. And then the last line is the sheriff saying,
"We need to talk about the Sinclairs,
and we're going to talk about my daughter's numbers doing your phone."
No. The last is the very last thing of the episode. It's me. It's me knocking on Meyer's door. Yep.
And him holding up the printout.
Yeah. That's it.
We gotta talk about the St. Clair. First it's Billy on the computer.
St. Clair.
Googling St. Clair's, and it cuts to his face like, oh my god. And then we have to talk about the St. Clair's.
All right. So you know what? Let's cut right back into that conversation.
Makes perfect sense to me.
All right. You know, we'll do that little 2-second recap. So
yeah.
Billy DuPont. Sheriff, it's Deputy Wheeler. Open up.
Open the door. What do you want?
We need to talk about the St. Clair's.
Okay, we'll talk.
Can I come in?
Is that a private matter or something?
I think you know that something not so right is going down. Something weird.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, how long have the St. Clair's been in town?
Years.
Decades.
Yeah.
But is that what you remember? I'm not there.
Yeah. Anything else?
You sure you don't know anything weird about the St. Clair's?
You both get this...
Or their factory?
You guys both get this ridiculous feeling of deja vu, as if this whole thing has happened before in a slightly different way. Because I like the idea of this being part of the continuity that you guys started having this conversation at the end of the last episode, and now it's going completely the opposite way.
So you don't know anything about the St. Clair's or their factories and how quickly they're constructed?
Quickly construction? I'm not sure about that, but I do know St. Clair's and their foot powder factory.
Ask him to describe Patricia.
What about Patricia St. Clair? You know her?
I heard of her, you know.
Really? What does she look like?
I said I've heard of her, never seen her.
He was with her at the barn.
No, he wasn't. He left before that.
No.
Oh, Patricia. Oh, no. Yeah. St. Clair. Oh, Patricia. Yeah. No. I said the wrong name. Patricia. When was the last time you spoke to Patricia Spencer?
This morning.
Really? Where was that?
You would know you was there.
I mean, should I be talking to a lawyer or something?
No, you're not in any trouble, Billy. I'm just curious, when was the last time you saw Patricia?
It's been a while.
Really? You weren't with her this morning? When we chased you two out of the barn?
Has she gone missing or something? This was about...
So you remember seeing her this morning?
No, I'm just wondering this line of questioning here, Deputy.
There's something weird going on in town, and it all started back at that barn.
Huh?
And you haven't noticed anything?
I mean, weird stuff happens at Paradise Bluff all the time.
Right.
It's a weird town. You know, like, how who's missing?
Julie.
How Julie went missing, and how, I mean, the St. Clair girl was a prime suspect.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. You know how she was a prime suspect? I mean, I was at my house. I was.
Do you still have the thing open on your computer? Yeah, you got your printout.
Look at that, right there.
What
can we say that there's a picture of the two of them?
Yes,
escorting her.
The sheriff and the deputy.
I don't. That didn't happen.
I mean, it happens on the internet.
No, I mean that didn't happen. We never arrested her. Well, I mean, we did today, but she was never a suspect because she doesn't exist. Well, no, she does. She was never a suspect in the disappearance.
See, and you said things, weird things are happening. So she is a suspect. Or was a suspect.
We cut back to the sheriff's office. Spence, what are you up to?
I go in to talk to Vanessa.
Okay, she's got the duct tape over her mouth. She is sitting very patiently, almost like preternaturally calm. Mm-hmm. Do you still have her handcuffed?
No.
No? Okay.
She wouldn't be handcuffed.
No, I uncuffed her. Yeah, uncuffed
her. All right, in that case, she just pulled the duct tape.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, Sheriff, unless you have some damning new piece of evidence, I predict I'll be out of here in the next, half an hour.
Well, Missy, we can hold you for 24. That's not an issue. No, I understand. And if what is being said to me is true by certain people who remember someone that I don't so much, I expect to have a conversation in the next 30 minutes. That I expect. But you're going to be in here for until I figure out what the hell is going on. If that takes talking to your father, then I'm going to talk to your father.
She chuckles and she says, I have a pretty good idea what's going on here, Sheriff. You want out from under my father's thumb, but he's got you.
Question I have for you is, what is it you think you know?
I believe I'm going to wait and talk to my lawyer before I answer any questions, Sheriff. So, so here's the thing: if you want to make her open up, you can try that.
That was my next step, because I do have that ability to do a little bit of that stuff.
It's been a while.
Right. I'm going to attempt to use my forceful intimidations.
Okay.
So I get a +2 on that.
Can someone pass me a pencil? She's going to use her sneaky.
To be.
Yeah. All right.
So, okay, so I have 2 pluses and a minus, which is I have 1 plus, plus a +2, so I have 3 pluses.
Okay, and that beats her +2. You know what? She's going to spend a fate point.
Well, of course she is.
You can spend a fate point.
You could also
spend. I rolled right.
Okay, I'll spend 1 2.
He spent 1.
So she's going to invoke one of her aspects, which you don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
But Derek is spending a fate point too.
So what is Derek invoking?
I'm going to invoke. It's aspect, not stunt, right?
Yeah. Well, so one of
so
these.
So I would go my aspect, my high concept, my driven down home sheriff.
Okay.
The unwavering down home, you know.
Yeah. You put the charm on her.
Yeah. He's.
Now listen here, Missy.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, kind of, yeah, he'll start that way, then he'll ease out.
Okay.
All right, we know how this is going to go down. It's not my first rodeo, and I have a feeling it's not yours. Okay, you're going to bring your lawyer in here, give me a song and dance, a shuck and jive. I'm going to find out what I want to know anyway.
Wait, what?
A shuck and jive.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the shuck and jive. You don't know shucking jive.
Yeah, okay, you can tell who's not from Long Island and who is.
You don't know shucking.
You don't know shucking. You don't know shucking. We can do this. We can pussyfoot around all day. Okay, but here's the thing. You think you know what's going on, but the dealings in this town are between me and your old man. I didn't make a deal with you, so you're going to tell me what I need to know. It's not every day that one's daughter shoots herself in the head with a shotgun and then disappears and transforms into somebody else.
I don't know. She like bursts into tears. I don't know anything about that, Sheriff. This has all gone wrong for me ever since Julie's disappearance.
Missy, you can knock off the crocodile tears. I got two daughters. I've seen them before. I'm not a dummy. And you're not a dummy either.
So I never loved Klein.
Oh, but apparently Meyer has lost an ear. This.
Oh, God.
Does it have to do with clams and dancing?
Clam dancing?
You're still on the shuck and jive?
or corn and dancing?
So, Derek.
Just Google it.
Derek, yes. I will let you, since you're trying to get some information out of her.
Uh-huh.
You notice that she's putting on quite an act.
Yes.
You realize that one of her aspects is that she is a shameless ham.
Aha!
You're right. Exactly. She's like throwing up her hand and.
Oh, Sheriff!
Sheriff!
Aspect over actor.
Right.
I'm so concerned.
There are forces at work in this town that are bigger than you, bigger than my father.
Well, that remains to be seen, but
slavery.
I can tell you something, Mel, and I'm pretty sure you're right, because not even your father could do what I've seen happen in the last couple of hours.
About that time, Cooper, what are you up to?
All right, so Cooper is in the conference room. With a dry erase marker and string, creating this, which is basically just a big.
For those of you at home, he's just handing a very large diagram.
It's a big giant flow chart, trying to connect the disappearance of Julie Simpson to this mess.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Pass that around.
I'd like to see this.
Everybody can see the.
Here, Meyer,
the
see it together. All right.
That Ed has come up with.
Yeah. There's a lot of supposition.
This is a hell of a Venn diagram, let me tell you.
There's a lot of supposition, and it's worse handwriting than that is. Because he's just hastily scrawling.
Well, I know what to do with it.
Yeah, I do.
So that's what Cooper is doing.
Alright.
Harold is just sort of staring blankly at you as you scribble this mess down on the whiteboard.
Harold.
Yes?
Has anything different happened today? Anything new?
Different?
Yes, anything new that hasn't been around in this town before?
Oh, not so as I've noticed, no.
Nothing has changed.
I don't this often.
Nobody's arrived. Nobody's.
Oh! They did have a new flavor of creamer down at the 7-Eleven this morning.
Creamer at the 7-Eleven. He adds that. He adds that to the Venn diagram. What was the flavor?
I believe it was pumpkin spice.
Did you have any?
No. Artificial creamers. I can't handle the cholesterol.
And
to watch my diet.
And you know who the St. Clairs are?
The St. Clairs, yes. Amos and his daughter.
He erases pumpkin creamer. It's not the creamer, then.
Speaking of which, here they come. You guys hear the bell in the sheriff's office.
The drumming and then the guitarist. That was a Mad Max.
Oh, was it? And there is a wealthy-looking, sharply dressed older gentleman with a cane, and the very haggard-looking
McCoskey disappearance. I decided there was a previous case.
A very haggard-looking man following behind. And the guy with the cane marches up and he goes, "All right, I demand to see Sheriff Spencer this instant."
Is he played by Charles Durning?
"This harassment has gone on long enough."
Charles Durning's been dead for a couple years. No, he's not.
Oh, yeah. Is he played by that guy from The Big Lebowski who was not Charles Durning?
Yeah, maybe.
Can he be played by John Goodman?
I don't think John Goodman's old enough. And I think he's too imposing.
Yeah, we want someone
who's...
supposed
to be imposing.
Not physically imposing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. There's a good chance that John Goodman's playing me.
Can he be played by Brent Spiner?
Yes.
Yeah. Just so Brent Spiner can have work.
Just so Brent Spiner can have work. If you're listening to this, Brent Spiner, if we make this into a television show, you're hired.
You got a job.
In season two.
Yeah.
Harold!
Wait. Let's establish this. Stephen Tobolowsky's playing me.
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff Spencer's being played by Stephen Tobolowsky.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Harold, who the hell is this? Where's the sheriff?
The sheriff is...
The sheriff's right here. Quit your belly aching.
Amos St. Clair. Hmm?
I presume.
You're damn right. Spencer, what's gotten into you lately? I thought we agreed... The last time you picked up my daughter, she had nothing to do with the Simpson girl's disappearance.
First and foremost, this has nothing to do with the Simpson girl's disappearance as far as this is concerned. And as far as a first time, we'll talk about that later. But your daughter is in custody due to the fact that she was present for a rather disturbing event. I'm not really going to elaborate on that at this time because you and I have to have a conversation in my office.
You're damn right we do. Derek, Spencer, you recognize the haggard-looking gentleman behind Amos
right.
St. Clair as Archibald Bramford, the
right.
mayor of Paradise Bluff.
Does he actually recognize him?
Yes.
Yes.
Going up?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Sorry, guys. You too. Ryan was... Oh, I was... Never mind.
Archibald Bramford, played by...
Brent Spiner.
Everyone's played by
Brent Spiner. Yes.
Jonathan Frakes.
We're going with some non-stop Star Trek.
Right. So yeah, the three of you go Gaines into McFadden. The three of you go into your office. Are you inviting Cooper or no?
No.
With Cooper walking in anyway.
Sheriff.
All right, but don't say anything.
Especially none of that weird shit.
Exactly what he said that I said. That's what I said.
So you close the door and St. Clair he sits down at your desk and he goes, "Now what's all this hoo-ha about my Vanessa?"
Just Riker to my chair.
Alright, before we go any further, I'm going to ask you a question. How long have we known each other?
As long as you've been in town, Spencer.
Well, see, I was going to say the same thing. I believe I've known you as long as you've been in town. Problem with that is that you haven't been in town more than 2 hours, as far as I can think of. Neither has your daughter. But I remember. I remember everything. I remember a very long line. I remember you and I having many conversations, and everyone around town is talking to me about how much I owe you for my job.
Can I read him? Can I cleverly observe
his
behavior?
Go ahead.
Can I,
That is...
He is enraged right now, so I'll give you that for free.
So that's plus one, plus two.
Plus two.
Is he telling the truth? Is he, like... Does he move like an alien? Like, is there anything?
No, his body language. His body language reads very.
What are you doing?
I mean, like, does
you don't see any wires coming out of his head? Or
does it look like he's wearing a heavier suit?
Right. Does his movement look forced?
No. He's coming off as thoroughly, you know.
Where's my daughter?
Thoroughly human. He's not Vincent D'Onofrio.
Give me some sugar. And my daughter. In that order.
His knuckles tighten on his cane, and he goes, I swear to God, Spencer, if this is about those evictions.
It's not about the evictions. Here's the thing.
Tony Hale plays the mayor.
I don't want
Buster.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hold your daughter here. I don't really have any interest in holding your daughter here.
And let her go.
Fine. That's not a problem. But what I do want is answers.
Anthony Held.
And not about Julie Simpson. We're not even talking about her right now.
Assistant principal from
Julie Simpson Boston is not even. This is far beyond that. I want to know what is going on and why it centers around your family.
Well, Spencer, quite a lot centers around my family in this town.
Seems that way
now.
That's
what I was thinking. That was the perfect response.
Seems that way now. But I have a feeling if you would ask me that question yesterday, I would say, who? But no one else in this town does.
I see. I see how it is. This is blackmail, isn't it? You're trying to get out of our agreement.
Honest and truly, I don't even think I know what our agreement is. He starts to laugh.
Maybe, Mr. St. Clair can remind you of the agreement.
You know what? That's not a half bad idea. Why don't you? I don't care. He can listen. I don't care. Why don't you tell me what I owe you so I can get a peace of mind on this one?
And just
who the hell are you, son?
I'm Fox Cooper, Special Agent Fox Cooper from the FBI.
He tenses up at that, and he goes, "You got the FBI involved?"
He stands up,
and he says, "Listen, Spencer.
I'm off duty."
Listen, Spencer, you better walk your ass down to your cell and unlock my daughter and let her walk out of here.
Harold.
Yes.
Let the little princess out.
Oh, okay, Sheriff.
Like I said, Amos, I don't want her here. I don't need her here. I'm not investigating anything. But she needs to tell me, and I'm hoping maybe you have the answer, because she seems to think that there are forces at play here that are bigger than you, and if you're supposedly the biggest man in town, even bigger than me, I believe I need to know an answer or two.
He smirks. You just dug your own grave, Spencer. You're out of politics in this town. The mayor has just sort of been sitting there the whole time, like, trying to get a word in endwise. I was like, no, Amos, that's a little bit harsh, and...
I'm going to stride up to Amos and give him a good sniff.
Okay.
How does invoking aspects work again?
You can do it to get a plus two bonus or a reroll, and you can do it before or after you roll.
Okay.
So what are you using? You're using your...
Freaky Fed.
Okay.
So I am going to... sniff him for anything.
He's actually going to resist that.
I basically want to... So that's 3, 2,
you just walk right up to those
4,
teachers and
6.
Tell them, don't eat me.
5.
3, 4.
12.
Yeah, you beat him, and you got spin.
Okay. So
that means you beat him by at least three.
Uh-huh. So I want to smell, like, basically, like, compare his smell to the smell of reality.
Okay.
And see, like, you know, maybe if I can...
It's kind of weird. He's got, like, the smell of fresh leather in a new car compared to the rest of this place. This town is, like... It's like, you know, your old lived-in, 98 sedan.
Uh-huh.
And he is like a brand new, 2015, straight off the assembly line.
Okay.
Odometer in the single digits.
He's wearing a white suit, right?
Yeah, why not?
He has to be.
Okay, so he smells new.
He smells new.
And Ebola.
Is he like, how can he have, like, dollar signs on his lapels?
No, he has feet.
Oh, all right, there you go. Or he's got feet cufflinks.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yes.
He's got little foot cufflinks.
Robert Duvall, that's who he is.
He's Robert Duvall, all right. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm okay with Duvall appearing in this sudden change of plot. All right, guys, so did you finish your thing?
Yeah, okay. So
really he's wrapping up the caliber.
So he smells new.
Yeah, he smells new.
Okay. I'm going to remember that smell.
Okay.
So I walk up and I give him a vigorous sniff.
What? What is this? What is going on?
Is that... Musk?
Spencer, you keep this man away from me.
I'll try my best, but here's the thing. Don't get too close.
All right, I think we should let the St. Clairs go home, sir.
I'm fine with that. I will. You gave me a warning. I'll give you one myself. I don't know what's going on here. We're going to find out. And Archie, I don't know what's happening in this town, but if things keep going the way they're going, there won't be a town to even live in come tomorrow. A couple of us seem to know that there are changes going on, and some of us don't. A lot of us don't.
About this time, Harold comes back with Vanessa. She smiles at you. She goes, "Sheriff, Daddy, I would like to go home now." He goes, "Yes, Princess, of course." And they shuffle out of the room.
Yeah, a good old day now.
As soon as they're gone, the mayor turns to you and he goes, "Spence, what the hell was that?"
"I wish I knew. Archie, how long we known each other?"
"At least 30 years now."
"How long you known that man?"
"Almost as long."
"Exactly."
"Since he opened his factory."
"Yeah. How..." I'm not trying.
No, longer, because we said 68 last time.
I'm not trying to cause a.
As they're having this conversation, I'm going to bloodhound around the room.
Okay.
And smell to see if I can smell any other new car smells.
And see if you can smell what the rock is cooking.
Go ahead.
That is 3, 2, 1, 2.
Two.
You can get to me later, but
yeah. Just sniffing around.
Archie, look, what I'm about to tell you, only 3 other people know about right now. Four other people know about, counting myself. Now, if I asked you where my daughter was right now, what would you say?
Boarding school.
Yeah, that seems to be the answer that everyone's given. The answer that if you were to ask this gentleman here in the suit, or possibly...
The one who's sniffing around.
Yeah, if you were to ask...
The one who's currently sniffing the radio.
What he's doing is not important.
The wastebasket.
He's an odd duck, I understand. But if you were to ask him, if you were to ask Curtis, hell, if you were to ask Vanessa, and she were being honest with you, you get a different answer about what happened to my daughter. There's some changes going on around here, and I don't know why. And they have to do with the St. Clairs.
Oh, wait, I just had the most wonderful idea.
What?
The ending song for last week's episode. It was, you know, we need to talk about the St. Clairs. Ch-ch-changes, turn to face the strange, changes. As it goes to credits. Sorry, continue.
The rights budget in this show is expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a network drama.
Yeah. That's true, yeah, they got their money behind them.
Get that network dollars.
So all I'm asking for, Archie, is your support on this, because you know you can trust me.
Listen, Eddie, I don't know what I can do. I'm in it just as much to Amos as you are.
Yep. Apparently you are.
He's already angling to replace you.
That's what I hear. And up until this morning, that was going to be an issue. But now he's got a fight in his hands. That's for damn sure.
Well, listen, you just be careful, okay, Spence? And
yeah,
you know,
will do.
Who is he again?
He's from the government.
Fox Cooper, special agent, FBI.
Well, I'll leave
he's,
you.
He is new. He just got here, so
yes,
he's not part of any weird.
What changes. Do I smell like?
Patchouli oil.
That was terrible.
See, here's the thing. You can succeed if you didn't make at least a zero.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be at cost.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, you'll do it.
Wow, you're just going all in.
All in.
You have the same smell. You are new somehow.
Okay.
The cost to you. Let's see. I have a list of things here. I have to go fishing and find it.
No.
The cost to you is that, you know, you're having an you can write this I guess call it a moderate consequence. You're having an existential crisis.
Okay.
Because if you're new, and these people are also new, and were just sort of invented, like, how much of your life and what you remember is also...
Right.
Just...
Now, what does the consequence do?
It makes you sit in the corner and
go, it is another aspect that I can compel. So basically, now I can offer you fate points and be like, well, you're having an existential crisis, you got to be freaked out in this scene.
Okay.
Or, you know, you have to. The other thing, when you take stress in combat, instead of taking stress, which is damage, you can choose to eat it as a consequence, which is another aspect that I can, mm-hmm. that I can compel.
Okay.
So that's your consequence now. You're just sort of like, oh my god, you know, if they were just created somehow this morning, was I just created mm-hmm. this morning?
And what do these numbers mean? 2, 4, 6.
That's how much stress you can eat with the consequence.
Oh, okay.
So that's your middle slot, and that'll go away. Like if you take a couple of scenes and just like chill out, mm-hmm. you can free that up again.
Okay.
But yeah, for now you're real freaked out.
So did the mayor leave?
Yeah, the mayor has mm-hmm. gave Spence his message. Just be careful, because now Amos St. Clair is gunning for you.
Do you know what you smell like, Sheriff Spencer? A 1997 Buick Century.
Okay.
Do you know what the St. Clair smell like?
Money?
A 2015 Honda Civic.
Okay.
They're new. You don't remember them. I don't remember them. Curtis doesn't remember them. And they smell new.
But... not to, you know, split hairs here, but why would you remember them? You just got out of town this morning.
Well, I walked onto the barn and I didn't notice
The factory. The factory. We should search the factory.
You know what? Not a half bad idea. Alright,
Curtis, he went to get the boy, DuPont. Right?
Yeah.
Well, where are they?
Where are they?
Where are you?
I'm
there you go.
Thanks. I'm looking at all the stuff that Meyer pulled up on his computer.
And none of it's making sense.
Well, we ended with him going like, dear God. Something like that.
Yeah.
So what info did he find?
Probably the report from the local paper, the Paradise Bluff, the Gazette.
Yeah.
About how local heiress.
The Paradise Bluff cliffhanger.
Wealthy heiress to the St. Clair foot powder fortune was questioned in connection with the disappearance of prom queen Julie Simpson on a date, not too long after Julie disappeared.
Right.
And there's the picture of you and Spence bringing her in.
Of which I don't remember at all.
You have no recollection of whatsoever.
All right. Now, Billy, I'm going to level with you. Uh-huh. As soon as you left the farm before, things got weird.
Okay.
Vanessa showed up. Vanessa St. Clair showed up and started talking about how she's, from the richest family in town, and none of us remember. And then all of a sudden she gestured and there's this giant foot powder factory that wasn't there but a minute ago.
Okay.
You remember that, Billy. You almost crashed into it.
Yeah. He's like,
oh, that!
It wasn't there this morning.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like you're going through a crisis here, Deputy. And if you don't know about the case or anything like that, I suggest maybe you go to back to the sheriff, the office, and maybe review the case.
All right. I'm sorry for trying to involve you in the plot, and I'll leave. Because Meyer wants nothing to do with it, so...
Right.
I don't... I'm playing my character. He doesn't like you. You can always bring me in like a jerk.
No.
I would say arrest...
Bring him like a jerk.
Yeah, fine. I'm going to place him under arrest for...
Being a jerk.
Obstructing a government official.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right.
So I cuff him and throw him in the back of my squad car.
And general jerkiness.
All right. You know what, Billy? I try to do this nice. I take out my cuffs. Turn around. Let's go.
All right.
I cuff him, and I throw him in the car. And I take his printout of the news story. And I drive back to the police station.
Right.
I figure Billy DuPont being taken out of the deputy's car in cuffs is not really going to draw much suspicion.
Yeah, probably not.
So I walk in.
It's a Friday night in town.
what is it? You pass by one of your neighbors on the way out, Mrs. Stokes. Again, Billy.
I didn't do anything this time. I swear.
That's what he always says.
It must be Thursday.
All right, Billy. If I see your father, I'll let him know.
Yeah, let me know too.
So I drive over to the station, and I pull him out, and I lead him in, and I walk him into the lobby, and then just so I walk in. Where's the sheriff and Coop?
What is Coop doing? Is he still sniffing around?
No, I think
that'd be funny. New, old, new.
Yeah, sure. What did I get on my roll before I was sniffing around?
Anywhere where Vanessa's been, you get that same scent.
Okay.
But it also has a powerful undercurrent, like death, like ozone.
Okay.
So I'm gonna walk in and just kind of drop Billy in the, like...
So I'm sniffing around and I just get to your shoe. Hi.
Hi.
Ah! Mr. DuPont! Why is he in cuffs?
Yeah, he's being a little shit. I uncuff him, and then I walk.
Where's your beep?
I walk straight to my desk where I keep my case notes.
Okay.
What do I have written? If everything changed, do I have notes about arresting Vanessa?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Okay.
In your own handwriting.
What's yeah.
That, what's that you have in your... what's that paper you have in your hand?
Oh, this here? This would be my case notes from when
I'm talking about what you walked in with that he...
I just hand it to you. I'm reading through
what's
my case notes.
What's this?
Read it.
Where did you get it?
There's writing on
DuPont found it from the paper.
So you know?
No.
He knows.
No. Maybe? I don't know. Ask him. He's being
a little
shit.
Why would he be searching... Why would you be looking for the DuPonts if you didn't know something was up
The St. Clairs.
The DuPonts.
Why would you be doing all this research in the St. Clairs if you didn't think something was up? He knows. All right. Case notes.
Yeah, the things that I have... Yeah, I'm reading them.
What do they say?
I don't know. What do they say?
The same date. You questioned Vanessa. She reported that she had been with Jace and Julie the night before. They had been drinking. She claimed not to remember anything, but she was the last person to see Julie alive. If indeed she's dead, but she's missing. She's the last person to see Julie.
She was there the night. I mean, maybe not when Julie disappeared, but it says right here, Detective, Sheriff, you look at your notes.
I'm going to smell his notes.
They also, you don't have to roll for it. Yeah. It's got that same new smell.
What the hell are you doing?
2015 Honda Civic.
Oops. I'm gonna pick up my notebook. What?
Okay, I'll translate for him. Apparently, he has a theory that anything involving the St. Clair smells newish,
and the rest of you smell old.
And yeah, I mean, which I'm gonna pop him for in a minute, but that's not the point.
Well, not old. Used.
It make what?
Lived in.
I'm getting better.
But yeah, I'm gonna. It all centers around the St. Clairs. They weren't here yesterday, and now they're here today, and everyone remembers them. I remember them, but at the same time, I don't remember them.
So I mean, here's the
level.
I remember things. But I don't remember, like, growing up with them or them being in town with their factory.
What do you remember about them?
Nothing important.
Every little detail is important. What do you remember about
them? I used to date Vanessa in high school.
Oh, you did?
Apparently.
I don't think so.
Well, apparently I think so. And so does she.
And along the same lines... I am apparently indebted, and as is the mayor, to Amos St. Clair.
Your daughter started to remember Vanessa right before she was somebody else, right?
No, but Vanessa like did something to her.
Right, and then Patricia remembered her, and then she got in the car, and then she shot herself.
What? What happened to Patty?
She's fine. She's at boarding school
now. But it's not here, and I think I go into my office and I grab the picture off the desk, which is kind of like the evidence photo, and I go, "Yeah, you see that girl right there?
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's not Patricia at all, right?
It looks
that's not Patricia.
Disturbing.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
It looks disturbingly like Patricia. It looks like someone's dressed like Patricia.
Right, but it's
same
not,
haircut,
yeah.
same hair not style." Right. Same hair color.
It's not Lacey Chabert. It's Mila Kunis.
If you took that photo and took it to anyone in town, they're all going to go, "Oh, Sheriff, how's Patricia doing in boarding school? You know what? I didn't put her in boarding school."
Wait a minute. That's would everyone in town say that? Does anyone else know what's going on, or is it just the four of us because we're player characters?
Well,
that's a good question.
Because we're principals.
Yeah, Other than Patricia, the four of us were the only ones at the farm.
Well, let's put it to you like this. While you were gone, we had a visit. Because I'm sure you can tell Vanessa's not here anymore.
Well, no, I couldn't. Okay. I didn't go to the holding cells. What? Why'd you let her go?
Amos showed up.
So?
Yeah. Here's the thing. We didn't have anything to hold her on, really.
We could hold her for 24 hours.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. I talked to her. She is the worst overactor I've ever seen in my life. She's okay. She's hiding something.
Yeah. That's why we arrested her.
Right. But we're not going to find it out with her in here.
So what, we're going to follow her?
Well...
Do you have a lockpick following her?
Do you have a lockpick set at home, young man?
What? Is it illegal to have one?
No.
Then yeah, sure.
All right.
I love it.
Why don't we head over to what was the name? What did we give the name of the place where they have the crawlers? It was like Betty's or something.
Betty's. Yeah, we'll make it Betty's.
Why don't we all go to Betty's, have some pie and coffee, wait till it gets dark, and then break into the factory.
Does the factory ever close?
I would imagine.
I mean, just going to say here, we can kind of go to the factory whenever we please. I'm the sheriff of the town.
Yes, but then you have people there.
Right, but...
I still have.
We got to do some more.
I still have laws and rules I've got to follow.
I'm gonna turn on my computer and I'm gonna go to the Paradise Bluff Gazette's website and I'm gonna type in St. Clair and I want to see what comes up.
All right,
a whole lot.
All right.
You can roll for careful or clever or.
Can I use my clever when I cleverly assess a situation?
I have a cell phone on me. Can I see if like any new text message I never got or like you know?
You want to go back? You've been texting back and forth with Patty quite a bit. Uh-huh. But those messages aren't there anymore.
Okay. I got +5.
+5. Yeah, you find the same stuff that he had open on his computer. It's the St. Clair's are ingratiated into the town's history for you know at least 40 years.
Anything about those evictions that Amos mentioned when my character wasn't there?
Yeah, it apparently.
Okay, it would show up.
Well, apparently. There's been a big to-do over some property that the St. Clair company wants to buy up to expand the factory, and people have accused the sheriff of colluding with Amos St. Clair to have the property owners evicted.
What's the property? Or is it just like a stretch of houses?
It's a stretch of houses. Yeah. Neighborhood.
Hey, sheriff. Corner this, you're a ripe bastard.
Oh, yeah?
I'll show him the...
Perhaps that's the deal. That
well, I guess that clears a few things up, doesn't it?
Well, what do you get out of it?
Where in town is that? Is it anywhere... Or is it just, like, adjacent to the factory? Or
just adjacent to the factory.
What do you get out of it? Why would you do that for him?
He gets elected.
Or...
Maybe there's an email or something.
Keep getting...
Yeah, what's on your computer?
Let's go find out. Because I got nothing to hide at this point.
That sort of deal doesn't seem to be in your character, Sheriff.
I'm going to throw a little wrench into this.
It wasn't yesterday.
At this point, Akos.
Yes.
Erase drama from the genre. And replace it with melodrama.
Oh...
As Kelly Spencer comes walking into the sheriff's office.
Oh, boy. All right, I had a feeling.
With her makeup perfectly done.
Yeah, so then her makeup perfectly done.
But there's some streaks of black from her mascara. She's been crying.
She marches right up to you, Curtis.
Oh boy!
And slaps slaps you right across the face.
Whoa!
You bastard!
What?
You told me you stopped seeing that Vanessa St. Clair in high school.
I did. I mean, I saw her today because we arrested her.
A likely story. I was watching. I saw the look that you two exchanged as you put her into the squad car.
What? First off, there was no look. Second, how are you watching? We're in the middle of nowhere.
I was suspicious. After you sent me away, I followed you all out to the barn.
What, sent you away? Oh, wait, no, that did happen.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
And I saw you with your hands all over her.
Wait a minute, wait. So you, when I called you then, you were right there. So then you saw...
I can't believe you, Curtis. Doing this to poor Kelly. This man's daughter.
Billy. Shut up.
That means you were there with Patricia. You saw Patricia there then, right?
What are you talking about? Patricia's in boarding school.
Son of a bitch.
You see, when you say that to her, you saw Patricia. She kind of gets that weird fuzzy look that Patricia got right before she vanished. And then she goes, what are you talking about? Patricia's in boarding school.
Keep up with the backstory here, Curtis. She's in boarding school.
Right. Okay, so, look, there was no look. There was a look of contempt when I arrested her. I barely remember anything about her. That's the God's honest truth.
So since the rest of you haven't chimed in yet,
I was just about to.
Yeah, I will see. I will compel the genre aspect. So if you guys play this up like a melodrama, there's a fate point in it for you.
I try to, and I get shut up.
I was kind of playing along too, but well, I know one thing, Kayla girl.
There you guys go.
I now know why your telephone number was in his cell phone.
Look, I mean, I was going to mention it. I was just looking for the right time, Sheriff.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
We've been living a lie, a double life for months.
Listen.
Can I walk over? And I have news for you, partner. She's pregnant.
What?
Is the baby new or old?
Well,
that's a good question.
It's probably pretty new.
You say that.
Is the baby new or old?
Do you? Here's my question for you. If you two,
yeah,
I really like that aspect. So you can roll to place aspects on people. So you just place the aspect pregnant on Kelly.
Okay,
Kelly Spencer.
Is the baby new or old?
What? You didn't tell me?
I was waiting for the right time. I wanted to make sure you weren't two-timing me with that whore.
Well, you didn't even know about that until this morning.
Listen, buddy. In the words of Beyonce, if you like, you gotta put a ring on it.
Billy, if you do not shut your mouth, I will cuff you back up and throw you in a cell.
I'm already arrested.
Curtis, but you know, he's not wrong. In this case.
I didn't even know about this until now! Look at her! Yes!
Do you love this woman?
Yes!
Have you told her you love her?
Yes!
Well?
Maybe I'd like to hear it again, Curtis.
Baby, I love you! We've been going out for 8 months now.
Get on your knees.
Billy! Shut your goddamn mouth!
Leave him alone!
No!
If you love this woman, trust me, if you let her go, you'll regret it now and for the rest of your life.
What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
But it's true! Okay, Kelly. Yes, I love you. And I am very happy that you're having a baby and that it's mine. A little annoyed that you didn't tell me, and very confused as to why you suddenly think that I'm trying to get back with Vanessa St. Clair.
Not to add a little bit extra to this, but what do you think your father's going to say about this?
Probably that I screwed up again. I don't know. That seems to be his going theme.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You got commitment issues.
Oh, Curtis Wheeler. I love you, too. She throws her arms around you.
And I hug her. And she's
just like, okay.
More violin music from now.
Yeah. All right, so...
Do we hear music?
Yes, you do hear music.
Out of character, we're being turned into a soap opera.
Yeah.
That's what I thought last game, when the rich family comes in and suddenly trying to buy everything.
Yeah.
Do I have any like text message?
We're getting Twin Peaks.
Ah,
yeah, it's Twin Peaks season 2. It's going from drama to melodrama.
Do you have any text messages
or
that
like emails I didn't have before the change? Like, you know, it's now it's like
I will leave that one up to you. If you want, you can take your free aspects to involve yourself in this somehow, so that way you have more of a... So, like, you're the town bad boy, so you could give yourself an aspect, you know, maybe instead of doing work for Ivar, now you do work for Amos St. Clair, or, you know... You got a job down at the factory or something.
Okay. Yeah, sure, I'll say I have a job at the factory.
I would imagine most of the town has
a job down at the factory. Or is involved somehow in it.
Maybe it's like Ivar saying, hey, meet me at the factory, I have a job for you or something like that.
Okay, but like, so you're doing something criminal at the factory. You're not like just working down there.
Yeah, no, it's a sketchy. Yeah,
it could be insider trading or an inside deal or something. You know, you could Ivar's using your position at the factory.
Yeah. Right.
To you know, who knows?
Yeah, now that you have a job, you're his inside man.
Yeah, you could be you know, shipping drugs or taking drugs in. It's a foot powder factory, for Christ's sake.
Now listen, guys, am I still under arrest because I have a job to do?
What?
It's a factory job.
So, that's right.
I'm running late.
I don't think you actually have a job.
No, I definitely do. It's on my schedule right here.
Right, but that factory didn't exist until this morning.
Wow.
You pull out an ID badge.
Yeah.
What's this, smart ass?
You write in one of your aspects, you know, factory.
How does it smell?
It smells new.
Like foot powder.
And like foot powder. Yeah.
Honda Civic. What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means.
Kelly, baby, look, we're in the middle of...
Something weird?
There's been a big break in the Julie case.
Has there?
Yeah, so, look, just go home, and as soon as I get home later, we will talk all about this.
Kayla, darling, you go on home now. You go see your mom. You tell your mama, I'm not coming home tonight, but keep the coffee brewing.
Okay, Papa.
What does that mean? If you're not coming home, why would you? Okay,
weird day. Did anybody?
As
soon as she leaves, did anybody else feel the overwhelming urge to be overly dramatic?
I don't think I know what you're talking. Yeah, wait, holy shit. Those are dumb, dumb, bam, beep, beep, beep.
I mean, I didn't really notice. I was kind of caught up in other things.
And there was music.
I did hear that.
Yeah, that I did hear. It's getting real soap opera-y. Like, that was...
I've never seen my daughter act that way.
Neither have I.
Am I free to go or what?
Let's leave town.
What? Why?
Let's get in my car and drive out of town.
Why?
We'll just keep driving.
Apparently, I'm going to be a father, so that's probably not a good thing for me to do.
Well, you're not going to be a father in 5 minutes.
You know what? Maybe I am. You really going to say that for certain?
you don't want him to go into labor immediately.
He's not wrong. I mean, things are changing pretty damn quick around here.
All right. Hey, Ryan, I'm going to slowly back out the door.
Really? Did you guys ever let him out of his cuffs?
I didn't. I just dumped him. Did.
No, you're still in cuffs.
Billy, stay here.
I just dropped him in the lobby and then went to check my notes.
You know there's something going on.
I know I have a job to do. And I know I'm not... I have nothing on me right now.
Don't you want to figure out what's going on? Why people are changing, being added to your lives? Don't you want the answers?
Don't you want to figure out what happened to Patricia?
The answers exist!
You keep saying that.
I know.
It's almost like it's your catchphrase or something.
I don't know why I keep saying that.
You know what? I will compel your existential crisis. Oh my god, it's my catchphrase!
Oh my god, it is my catchphrase! Okay. So this might be a good time to mention that I smell new, too.
Oh, well, yeah, that's some information that we should have had at least a couple of minutes ago.
So, you're working with St. Clair?
No, but I'm going to take out my phone and just, like, scroll through my picture history.
It goes back, yeah. But it's weird. Like you get stock that same photo. You get yeah, it's all stock photos. And you get that same kind of a weird VCR tracking error effect as you scroll back.
Every picture in his phone is a landscape.
I love it.
There's no
pictures of people.
Faces. It's all
like the most recent like picture or two.
Right.
Is him like a selfie?
A selfie of him pulling into town.
Yeah. In front of the sign.
Do I remember anything about my life before coming to town?
You know, as part of that, compel. No, you just. You're having a hard time remembering, like, you know, what your parents' names were, where you went to high school.
I know that when I showed up here, I was here because of the McCoskey disappearance. A girl named McCoskey disappeared, and I was here because that symbol was the same as it was there. How old am I?
I don't know.
How old am I?
Look at your ID.
You have a driver's license?
Yeah.
How old does it say you are?
32.
32, yeah.
I'm 32. I was born... I don't know where I was born.
Oh, what's your driver's license?
Michigan. I was born in Michigan.
You might have moved to Michigan.
Mm-hmm. I might have moved to Michigan. I don't know what my parents' names are. Oh, my God.
Look at your driver's license.
Oh, it's a very useful doc.
What's your earliest memory?
What are our earliest memories?
I'll let you guys decide.
I was 7. I was riding my bike down Old Chickie's Hill. And cat jumped out in front of my bike and I took a little tumble off into a rose bush and I got... I got stickers all up my arm. I got little scars, all the way up here from, that's the earliest memory I got.
What happened between then and this moment in your life? Describe every moment.
I don't know if we quite have the time for that.
Well, when I was in high school, I don't think...
I guess I what I'm getting at that. Is, does he have a significant lack of memory? Like,
you remember that.
And then only, and then like, two other things, yeah. Okay. And then the Julie Simpson.
Okay.
And then all of your memories seem to...
That's what I'm getting
line at. Up with the Julie Simpson disappearance.
Tell me about your memories after that, every moment. Go.
It's funny. everything is right on the tip of my tongue. Like I know my wife's name. I know we've been married. I don't remember
where, when
exactly.
Curtis.
No, I remember. I remember that my mother left because of my dad, but I don't remember her name. I don't remember anything.
Billy. Earliest memory.
I get it. Things are weird. Can I go? Like...
No!
Billy, do you want to think about this, or...
Listen, I'm going with this right now. It's weird. I have no... It's out of my hands right now.
All right, I'll, fine. I uncuff him.
Yeah.
There. Have a good day of work.
All right. So, as Billy, you leave.
Yeah, I do.
You hear the
crack of a shotgun.
The jingle of the bell as Billy opens the door to the sheriff's office, and then you see that weird VCR tracking effect.
What?
And Billy's gone, and so is Paradise Bluff.
Where did I go?
Billy, you're out on the street. You're going to be late for your shift.
Okay.
What are you so confused about? You've been trying to dodge the plot this entire game.
Oh, no, he's still in it. He's going with it. Yeah. You guys are fighting it. So this is what you guys are getting because you're, you know.
He embraced it.
Right.
And is headed towards,
He's going to the factory for a shift, and he's going to find whatever melodramatic plot waits for him there. You guys, on the other hand, you look up, and where the ceiling should be, you can see a bunch of catwalks and studio lights shining down on the sheriff's station.
What the? Is this
all of the walls are thin flyaway walls and. You can see beyond the plywood back faces of all of the sheriff station set.
I'm gonna walk over
a movie set.
I'm gonna smell.
Okay, make me
what the hell
careful.
Is going on?
That is +2.
+2. You caught the scent of Vanessa.
I'm going to follow it.
Okay. You guys are...
Where are you going?
Honda Civic, follow me.
Carter, we should stick together, man.
What the hell
weird.
Does Honda Civic mean? Why does he keep saying that?
I'll fill you in as we go.
All right. Just to get Meyer involved a little more, you guys walk out. We're going to cut to...
I think with what Billy's doing, he knows it's quite weird.
But he doesn't want to run afoul of it.
Yeah, like okay. he's not going to be plain obvious like these guys that they're like, what's going on? He's just
on
like,
the law.
He's keeping it on the down low and keeping his eyes open. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you get into work. Uh-huh. what's the foreman's name?
Gene.
Steven.
Okay.
Steve Foreman.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yes.
Steve Foreman, the foreman.
DuPont, you're late.
Yeah, sorry, the deputy arrested me.
Again?
You know, he just likes me, I guess.
Hurry up, clock in, get to your station.
Yep, so what do you want me to do, boss?
what is your job at the foot powder factory?
I don't know what my job is.
You are in shipping and receiving.
Okay,
that's why I'm saying, hey, what do you want to do, boss?
We got 5 pallets of foot powder ready to go out.
Oh, okay.
Get them prepped.
No problem. I can.
Wait a minute. I don't remember. After I box them, you ship
them.
Smart ass.
All right, yep, okay, I can definitely do that, no problem.
All right, so what do you do other than your regular job? Because, you know,
make chit-chat about, like, talk to employees and, like...
Okay, you got another bored co-worker named Mo. All
right.
Mo.
What's up, Mo?
The pot?
Hi.
So, how you doing today, man?
Been better.
What's happening?
Foreman's been on my ass.
Foreman's been up my ass. You've been late again.
I guess I'm late often, though, right? Sorry about this.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a good kid. You're a good kid.
I'd be more pissed off if you weren't the best damn shipper receiver I've ever seen.
I would be pissed off. I'd be more pissed off if you weren't the best damn shipping and receiving clerk in the state.
He's a master shipper. He's that good.
Listen, my mom.
You're talking, and you look down, and you've been like making tally marks on a clipboard. You have no idea what the fuck you're doing, but your hands just started doing it.
Yeah.
As you were talking.
Did you hear about Sinclair's daughter?
I don't know nothing about no Sinclair's daughter. I keep my mouth shut, my head down.
Apparently, she got arrested. Again, apparently.
You better not hear the foreman. You better not let the foreman hear you talking about this.
What?
Well, because you know, it's the big boss here, so you gotta keep your. So he's clammed up. Yeah, so if you wanna like get anything out of him, you're gonna have to like make a roll and like take attack, like take a get a strategy going.
No, listen. I think the sheriffs and the deputy got in for the St. Clair's. I mean, first they got her for the what's her name?
Disappearance. Julie Simpson.
Who the hell know why she got arrested this time? They arrest me all the fucking time.
Apparently we've jumped networks.
Well, that's right. You don't have your...
I keep forgetting.
That's all right. No, apparently...
Maybe that was your one F-bomb? Uh-huh. Damn, you blew that one.
Are we an after 10 o'clock show? Is that what this is? So we can say shit?
Yeah.
They arrest me all the shit in time.
That's right.
So maybe if you know something, we can maybe get a case and get this the sheriff. I mean, get him out of... I mean, he is up for re-election.
So make me, I guess that would be sneaky.
Alright. Totally sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
What do you got there?
Fruit snacks.
Stealing fruit snacks?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. That's
not. Legal and Will brought, right?
Where were they?
On the shelf.
Oh, no, those are Allie's.
Oh. Oh, well.
Those are Alex's, actually. Alex brought some
food. I got a +3.
She will kill you.
I'm already eating.
I won't tell her, but she probably will kill you if she finds out.
I'll tell her.
I'll wake up with her right now.
He motions up. You see the second story catwalk above the factory floor through an office window. you can see Amos St. Clair, mm-hmm. who you remember, I guess, as your boss. Yeah. And his daughter is sitting very calmly behind his desk, and he is just like ranting and waving his mm-hmm. waving his cane.
Okay. What about?
Mr. St. Clair came in this morning, not too long ago. He was none too thrilled. I think it might be something to do with the deal he had with the sheriff. He's got a lot of money invested in this property development deal. If the sheriff doesn't get those people out of here, yeah, that might be trouble.
I hear the sheriff's a real dirtbag.
Yeah, I'm killing him. All I know is Mo must have been cast from a different... He's not from around
No,
these
he's
parts.
Not.
Mo didn't come from this side of... He's from the south side of town.
He's from the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe if I...
I think...
I mean the north-south corridor.
If the sheriff's... Jesus. If the sheriff's getting ideas like maybe he doesn't want to be a part of this organization anymore, could mean trouble for Mr. St. Clair and his daughter.
Yeah, maybe I should talk to the boss. I wish we lost them.
All right, so you're gonna go up to the boss's office?
Yeah.
All right. so you go and you knock. you can hear as you you know climb the stairs,
yeah.
up to the second story catwalk. The ranting just gets louder and louder. And
you,
basically, through a closed door.
Burn bastard!
And if he thinks that I am just going to roll over and play dead, well, he's got another thing coming. And you... What?
Oh, sorry. Hey, boss. Funny story. I was arrested by the sheriff the other day, early this morning. Overheard how your daughter was also arrested. I was thinking, you know, he's up for re-election. Maybe we could work together to take him out of office.
Who are you again?
The best damn shipper in the state.
Oh, yeah, you're DuPont.
Yeah.
Dupree.
You're Dupree.
DuPont.
DuPont.
Right.
The name.
Yes, I've seen you around. You've done some work for Ivar. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, what he did to your beautiful daughter—it's unreasonable, ridiculous.
Make me a clever check.
All right.
See if you notice something. Or
clever check. Yeah, plus one.
Plus one. Yeah, that's enough. When you mention his beautiful daughter, you see these tendrils of flame, almost like a shadow, insubstantial, begin to flail out from back behind her, and one of them reaches out across the room and caresses your face.
Nice, thanks. Okay. So, you know, what do you think? Maybe let's get this work together, take this guy down.
You want him... Sheriff's been
been a thorn in my side, yeah.
A thorn on your side, that's the phrase I was looking for, yeah. Thorn in your side for a long time, Mr. Dupree.
Pun. Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Mr. Prepont?
What did you have in mind?
I'm just saying you can do better than Durwood, Samantha.
I have a mind. Well, he's up for re-election, obviously, and the whole town thinks he's a real dirtbag for what he did to all the people's housing, which I know you have a stake in. But wouldn't it be more beneficial if maybe you went against him, kept
the town thinks I'm a douchebag.
decided to somehow finagle it with the mayor to not screw all those people with the housing, and then you can see as a hero and him as a villain.
He gives you a very grumpy, skeptical look. He goes, listen, Dupree, I have a lot of money invested in this deal.
Okay.
I've got contractors waiting to build.
That was only one idea. Second idea.
We're just spitballing here.
I can be your mole. They wanted me to work with them anyway. They have these crazy ideas. Him, the Fed, the deputy, they're thinking crazy.
Make me a roll to persuade him. Whatever you want to use. That's probably clever or...
I'm Fed. He smelled me.
Or sneaky.
Oh, yeah, plus four.
Plus four.
I didn't like it.
You tell us what's going on in with Spence and his deputy. What do you get out of it?
Well, I get out of it.
At this point, Vanessa stands up.
I want to be the highest paid shipping receiving clerk in all of Perry Bluff.
And she...
Okay. Dollar more an hour.
She is going to... She is going to put an aspect on you.
Oh, girl. No. I like aspects, I guess.
Yeah. She says, "Oh, I think that Billy and I can come to some kind of arrangement."
Does he hear that?
You get to sleep with the tentacle chick.
And yeah, those tentacles are now all over you, and one of them stabs into you.
Oh, it's just Vanessa, it's not Amos.
Amos. So you now have the aspect guilt by association. You have a flashback to prom night.
Okay.
And whereas in the previous flashbacks, Julie Simpson was going to leave Jace to go away with you.
Jace was going to leave Julie for...
Jace was going to leave Julie for Vanessa. And you interrupted a fight between the two of them.
Okay.
Between Julie and...
Between Julie and Vanessa. So now you two are the last
two
people to see Julie alive.
You keep assuming she's dead.
Well,
it's the last people to see her at all.
The last people to have seen her.
Also, thanks, Vanessa. But also, you know, I want to show you that I'm your guy and got someone to be trusted with.
I'm compliant.
I think we can work with you, Billy. Thank you for offering your services.
And you will comply.
No problem.
All right, so we cut back to you guys.
Shield.
Coop, you're following the trail.
And we're following him.
Yeah.
And I'm trying,
you guys are following him. You follow him past the...
And I'm explaining to Curtis why he keeps talking about Honda Civic.
So why doesn't he just say new smell?
I don't think he's capable of doing that.
All right, so where does this...
It leads you to a dressing room. With the star out on the front of it says, Lorianne King.
Did you not notice that we just walked through like half of Paradise Bluff on the way here?
No, I noticed. Actually, I probably didn't. Can I get another
fate point
if I didn't notice any of that?
Yeah.
For my...
I'll tell you what. You guys, since Ed is doing that, you guys can make checks if you want to inspect the rest of the stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to do it cleverly.
Investigative tunnel.
I'm going to do it carefully.
Wow. That gives me plus two.
They cancel out. I have a plus three then. No help.
But you still got plus three.
Right. I had plus three, but I had no extra help.
Okay. So the both of you notice a lot of newly constructed sets. There seems to be a factory floor, an office scene that you've never seen before. A couple of rooms from a mansion. There's a floor plan, and some like a prop manifest with set dressings listed. Looks like they're buying some really nice furniture to dress the rooms of a mansion that they're building.
Right. Can we say that they see the broken up remains of Patricia's room?
Well, she was just recast. She wasn't killed off.
Right, but she was...
Oh, yeah, they would have scrapped the scene.
She under captain.
Yeah. So yes, in the carpentry area, you see pieces that Derek you recognize as your mm-hmm. daughter's room.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's at boarding school.
She's at boarding right. school now, and they don't need a set for her room anymore.
Right.
This is like a movie set or something, but this is Paradise Bluff. I mean that's your living room, detective. And
do I? Do I know the name Lorianne King?
You never heard it before in your life.
That's Billy DuPont's house. I was just there before.
Yeah, and that's Betty's.
Holy shit! Look, they even got the crooked telephone. You know how it always just sits a little bit. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, and there's a lot of nice things over there.
I'm gonna knock on the door.
The door creaks open slowly.
Hello, Miss King.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna run back. I'm assuming it's not that huge of a place.
No. It's a soundstage.
I'm gonna run back to the sheriff's office set.
Uh-huh.
And so there's like desks and things for furniture and stuff,
yes.
right? So if I go to my desk
and open
it's, it's my desk, right?
Yeah.
There's a pen holder on my desk. I'm gonna take a pen out of it and stick it in my pocket.
Okay.
And then I'm going to run back to meet them.
All right. There's no one in the room. The soundstage is completely deserted.
Man, there's not a scene. God.
All right, I'm going to search it. I'm going to search the dressing room.
I'm going to search the rest. I mean, we looked around at the set. Is there?
Wow. I'll let you guys decide where you want to go. There's...
I'm going to spend to reroll.
Okay.
The freaky fed. So
you can go. There's a producer's office. There's a writer's room. There's the craft services table. You can search around in the sets themselves.
I'm gonna do that same thing I did in the bar. And I'm gonna lay down
and
you know get all
do your thing.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Five.
I'm gonna search the writer's room.
That is really.
I'm really excited about the number five.
I actually go to the craft services room.
Okay.
Because he's fat.
Gives me plus three.
All right, so we'll do Ed first.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ed, describe what you do. You just like stand, laying back.
He sits down, and sort of puts his legs in like butterfly position,
mm-hmm.
and then just lays back on the ground. So his legs are sprawled out in butterfly position, and he's laying down on his back with his arms splayed out on either side of him, and he closes his eyes and starts breathing deeply. And doing that, he sort of takes in the aura of the room.
All right.
That's how he's searching it.
The aura of the room is terrifyingly enough, that same amorphous, fiery, writhing shadow thing mm-hmm. That you sensed around Vanessa earlier.
Right.
You find... what would be a good...
A script?
No, that's in the writer's room.
Well,
he would have extra. She would have.
You find
pages in her.
You find a script.
So my eyes shoot open, I bolt up, and I run over to the makeup table, and I pick up.
You see Paradise Bluffs,
season two,
episode one, and you start flipping through. And you don't see mention of St. Clair's anywhere in the script. There's the scene where you came into mm-hmm. town. There's the scene where you all went to the barn and found the strongbox. From there, the sheriff and Patricia were supposed to get into a big fight over Patricia hanging out with Billy because Billy's the prime mm-hmm. suspect. And Curtis was supposed to make some kind of an earth-shattering discovery about the photographs that were in the strong box, but none of that happened. You see a bunch of stuff crossed out in red pen, and marginalia notes outlining a character, Vanessa St. Clair. And whoever has written in the marginalia has given her, given Vanessa like lines, and you know, like a backstory. Mentions, you know, cut in shot of foot powder factory.
Okay. And they walked into walked over to the writer's room.
I went to the writer's room.
He went to the writer's room.
I went to craft
room. Okay.
If I spend a fate point to get an extra to bring it up to +5, is that going to give me a better result or +3?
It can, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to spend a point for always trying to prove myself.
Okay.
To bring that up to +5.
You've got to figure out what the hell is going on here.
Yeah.
All right, you find a lot of empty bourbon bottles.
And Funyun bags.
The writers don't seem to be having a very good time of this. There is a
box with like three pieces of cold stale pizza.
Yeah.
Lots of empty Chinese food cartons.
Cigarette butts in an ashtray.
Yeah. There is a character tree, an associational diagram, and Vanessa St. Clair and Amos St. Clair have been written in, obviously in a different marker.
Handwriting?
In a different handwriting. And all, like, new connections have gone pretty much through the entire diagram of everybody in town. You know, all names you recognize.
Yeah.
Some of the descriptions, the associations have question marks next to them, and reading through them, it seems like they are trying desperately, grasping at straws to fit this person in.
Am I on the board?
Yes, he is, but he is in the original handwriting and marker color. He was supposed to be there. This is all. It seems like some. This is like new.
The St. Clairs are the new stuff.
The St. Clairs are the new stuff.
All right.
So I'm supposed to be new.
Yes, you are supposed to be. You were in the plan from the beginning.
You're in the script,
but you don't know that.
So
actually, yeah, you can take off your existential crisis.
Okay.
Because you were part of the plan.
Right.
So, like, so there's, like, a line from me to Vanessa saying, you know, dated in high school or something like
that. Yeah.
So what does it say between the sheriff and Amos St. Clair?
It says, crooked land deal, okay. ? And you know what?
While I'm here, were you going to compel something?
No, I wasn't going to compel something. You find, some memos... to the writers, from one of the executive producers. There's a network letterhead. The show Paradise Bluff is written in the title of the memo, and it is addressed to the writing staff from a Jeremy T. Bint, executive producer, and you find the note that he gave them said, I've been thinking about it. There seems to be some friction between Lorianne and Cassandra. I feel like Cassandra's got to go. So if we could decrease Patricia's role in the show, that would be great.
Do I have any idea who Lorianne or Cassandra are?
No, but. The name Patricia jumped out.
Yeah, that I got.
Yeah.
So presumably Cassandra is whoever plays
Patricia.
Right.
Lorianne was the one on his dressing room door, right?
Yeah.
While I'm snooping around in here, is there anything about what happened to Julie?
make me
genius.
Yeah. You know what? You got the +5 before, so you find. You find a locked safe.
Ooh. I'm gonna...
And it says, show Bible, do not open without permission.
Is there anything around, like a combination or anything?
Not that you can see. So you can find out what happened to Julie, but you have to crack the safe.
Okay. I'm gonna, yeah. What would I roll to do that?
Safe cracking.
Either, I would say careful, or if you want to do it flashy. Or...
Oh, I'm gonna do it flashy.
Alright, how do you flashily crack a safe?
How big a safe are we talking?
Just like a small, you know.
Like a strong box?
Like a small strong box, yeah.
I reach under my hip and pull out my gun.
Okay.
Is it still a gun?
Yeah, it's still a gun.
I inject the clip. Has it got bullets in it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I'm gonna load it back in, cock it, and shoot the box open.
All right, make a roll for it.
As soon as the gun goes off,
I'm gonna come in too.
That'd be plus eight.
Plus eight, yeah. The strong
wow.
Goes, it flips open. So before we get to that, Derek, you went over to craft
services. I just went over to craft services.
You're just hungry.
He was just, you know, going to grab a handful of M&Ms or something on the, you know.
Okay. Do you want to do anything or look at anything, or is this just still,
I'm going to check it out because I want to see, like, if, like, this is going to be silly, but if the brands are the same, because obviously in a television show,
they
can or cannot be, depending on who pays the rights for, you know, so I want to see, like, what's on the table. You know, if there's brands on the table or things, you know.
Yeah, you see some brands that you've never heard of before. Mm. You know.
Things like Coke.
Yeah.
Doritos.
Wait a minute.
Why is that Pepsi in a red bottle?
Right, exactly. Everything we drink has no label on it. I'm not sure why.
Right.
All right. I mean, my soda usually just says cola on it.
Cola on the side. Beer. All right. Yeah, so
do you want to make like an investigatory?
Yeah. I'm gonna careful roll. Because all my stuff is people oriented. So I just make a careful roll to see if I can just see anything else that's different. All
right.
That's a plus four.
Plus four. all right. You find a list of food allergies.
Oh, okay.
Apparently there's an actress on the set named Lorianne King.
Right.
Who has a shitload of food allergies. and Craft Services has to plan around it.
It's all gluten-free.
Right,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
There's a little note. She's Mr. Bint's niece.
Okay.
Of course she is.
So that's what you get. And then you hear a gunshot.
Gotcha. Then I rush into the room.
Sorry.
What the? What was that?
That was me. I was just, I holster my gun and open the box and take out the show Bible.
I'm cracking the Julie case.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm about to tell you who kidnapped, what happened to Julie. I'm going to flip through the show Bible.
All right. And I will ask you, what do you find in there? It has to be, I'm going to say this. It is monumentally disappointing.
Yeah. So what actually happened to Julie that's monumentally disappointing?
She was abducted by aliens.
Wouldn't be monumentally disappointing.
Because
they've been hinting at aliens.
She's dead in a ditch on the outskirts of town, or she's actually not dead. She's locked in a basement. She's being kept captive in a basement somewhere.
You did it,
but
that wouldn't be disappointing. Right. That would be a huge twist.
Yeah, that'd be a huge That's twist. True. She's not.
She faked it.
I'm thinking, if it's just monumentally disappointing, she just like ran away from home.
Right. Or yeah, she. I'm overthinking it. Monumentally disappointing. Hold on.
She found out that Jace was going to be leaving her for Vanessa. So, or oh no, this would be original.
This would be
so
the original.
Are they gonna leave the whole plot point where the shadowy figure disappeared in the crop circle?
Yeah, that's just yeah.
No, they're not gonna answer that. They're gonna leave that one completely.
And you're going through the case in your head, like, but wait a second, that doesn't.
Yeah.
What is all this shit?
Yeah. So Julie.
It's all red herrings.
It's all red herrings.
Maybe. Do we want to just play up like the teenage angst? Like she couldn't decide between Billy and Jace, so she just left both of them.
She realized that her life in Paradise Bluff was going to be unfulfilling.
She went to L.A.
So she left and she ran away and she's living in L.A.
Yes, she's pursuing her. She wants to pursue her dream of being an actress. Julie's a. What? Wait, what?
What?
Julie's living in a tiny studio in L.A., pursuing her dream of being an actress.
What is that?
This is, our lives.
Like this? Look, this is when we met, word for word.
Excuse me, who, yeah. What's the heck? No, this
script.
This is the show Bible here. Take a look. See, look, look. Later on, we'll add Fed. That's you,
played by Rob Lowe.
That is perfect, by the way.
Who the hell is Rob Lowe?
Who the hell is Rob Lowe?
I would love to see Rob Lowe deliver that line.
That's great. That's genius.
Oh my god, Rob Lowe would be perfect.
20 years ago, you're casting yourself way out of the, you know, like, oh, they got Rob Lowe. Now, oh, Rob Lowe.
No, he's still, I mean, he had a good run on Parks and Rec.
But he was in a cable commercial recently. Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's now that.
He's resurfaced again.
He's resurfaced, but now he's kind of like, he's tongue in cheek.
Who the hell is Rob Lowe?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. So she just ran away.
Wait, so what you're saying is someone's writing a story about our lives?
No, I think our lives are someone's story.
Is anybody else really angry about this?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm glad she's not dead and that nothing bad happened to her.
There's nothing in here about the symbol or the shadowy figure that disappeared or what Ivar is really up to. Nothing.
I mean, maybe.
What happened to the guy who disappeared? Just sucked.
Nothing. Oh. Maybe we just. Hey, maybe you just had your expectations too high.
I feel a little betrayed, honestly. Oh, also, I'm really upset that we're a show. And not real.
But wait a minute, wait. But look, this is. They added her in. This is, look, because originally. Patricia doesn't disappear. You get in a fight. We drive away. I find the pictures in the strong box, and then we start putting it together, and we investigate a new site.
Right.
And none of that happened though. Look. As soon as Vanessa showed up, is where the edits start.
Right.
See, Vanessa St. Clair enters.
Right.
She's rewriting the script. So this is. So what the end of the script is, this stops with me going to Billy's house, right?
Yes. So who is this Lori Ann King?
I don't know who she is, but she's got a hell of a amount of food allergies. And she's the niece of some guy named Bint.
Bint. I'm going to look around.
Jobs are the name that you
Bint,
read.
Bint, I go over to the writer's table and flip it. Yo, here, he's the executive producer. He wanted them to write Patricia out because she was Cassandra. I don't know. Cassandra wasn't getting along with Lauren Lane.
Who's Cassandra?
I guess she's the.
You find.
Is there like a headshot?
Yeah, there's a pile of headshots. You flip through.
Patricia.
I go pale and I pull it out and hand it to him. Yeah. And then I find my headshot. I can't help myself, so I'm going to flip through until I find...
Okay, who's playing Curtis?
The guy who plays Shane.
The guy... No, he's too old.
Yeah.
I'm thinking... I keep picturing the new guy on True Detective Season 2, but he's Taylor Kitsch, but he's too good. He's too, like, popular. It has to be, like, some younger... I don't know. It could be some younger... This could be, like, his first role.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy from Supernatural.
Too old.
The kid who played young Dean in Supernatural.
Okay. Yeah. This is like his first big role. Whatever that kid's name is. I turned my phone off so I can't.
Rob Lowe.
Who the hell is Rob Lowe?
Me, apparently.
I don't think I want to know who I am. I'm content over here.
All right,
sure, because I see you.
Wait, but I don't remember being that guy. That's not me. I'm Curtis Wheeler. That's
as played by that guy.
Right, but if I was a character being played by an actor, wouldn't I remember being the actor?
Unless you're not actually the actor, you're just a character.
Well, I'm reminded of Pygmalion.
I don't know what that is.
The artist who what was it? It was a poem, right? He wrote a poem.
I think so. Yeah.
He wrote a poem about a woman that was so beautiful that he fell in love with her, and she became real.
Oh, no, it was a sculpture, wasn't
yeah.
it? It was a sculpture.
An artist sculpted a woman that was so beautiful he fell in love with her, and the sculpture came to life. Had a life of its own.
So we're so beautiful we came to life?
I just picture the sheriff, like, popping M&Ms and just shrugs.
I know who Pirandello is in real life, but the sheriff has no idea who Pirandello is, so we're not going to go any further with this.
Wait a minute.
Last Action Hero.
What?
What?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who?
You don't know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is?
No. You have to understand, we're from a small town.
We don't have all them big city cultural references you guys do. You feds do. I'm gonna go through the writer's room, though. Is there a script for episode 2?
Make me a... A check.
I'm gonna cleverly look around.
I got
plus 5.
7.
yeah. You find the old scripts in the recycling bin. They are apparently binge writing the new season because whoever this Bint guy is and Lorianne King are insisting on so many changes.
Sheriff. You get to punch Ivar in the face.
Well, no, look, that's crossed out, though.
Well, the whole thing is crossed out now.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, though. Look, the whole thing's crossed out. What if we made changes?
What?
Well, look, look at the first script you brought in. Everything's going fine, and then as soon as someone writes in that Vanessa shows up.
Okay.
So what if we wrote something like...
So I'm going to pick up the script to episode 2.
There's a typewriter.
Okay. I'm going to sit at the typewriter.
We'll go...
I'm going to type, what are you doing? I'm going to type, Sheriff Spencer, what are you doing? As the line, Sheriff Spencer, what are you doing?
All right. You have a sudden urge to ask him what he's doing.
What are you doing?
Do not do that. That is terrifying.
Do what?
Do what?
You don't want to know, Sheriff. Trust me. Look, what if we write in that, the IRS is coming in to audit the factory. No, wait, because if they go out of business, everyone in the town's going to go out of business.
Okay,
We need to get rid of Vanessa St. Clair... Without, no, because Amos is going to buy up the whole damn town.
Ha, ha. Egads. I am having a heart attack.
Amos St. Clair.
Egads?
We cut to the office. Billy, you're sitting there. Egads! I'm having a heart attack! Amos St. Clair grabs his chest and collapses. Daddy?
We should call 911. Hello? I call 911.
The sheriffs aren't there.
The line is busy.
Yes.
Well, no, it would go to...
It would go to...
Francine.
Yes, Francine, yeah, she'll be there.
Well, they would set a switchboard. Yeah. Switchboard, an ambulance, not us.
Paradise Bluffs Sheriff's Office.
Francine, it's Billy DePone. I need an ambulance right now to the St. Clair factory. The boss is having a heart attack.
So I type, the line is busy. No, we don't have busy lines in the sheriff's office. And you just... fine, then you write.
Yeah, Billy...
I'll send the bus over immediately.
But there's...
traffic!
An accident on Main Street.
Oh, yeah, great.
Or whatever the street. There's only one street to the
factory.
Yeah, so there's an...
this will be really dramatic.
On St. Clair Drive.
Cut to St. Clair Drive. Amel the Trucker. Is that a real person?
Amel?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of name is Amel?
That's a real name.
Who the hell is named Amel?
Is that what she said?
His truck flips.
And Whoa, wait. What are you doing to poor Amel?
You just were complaining about Amel.
Well, it's a stupid name, but if you write that, he's going to be real.
By the way, he's fine.
Okay.
Billy, yeah. You hear from outside a hideous squealing of brakes, followed by a tremendous crash.
And Mo goes, holy cow, what happened to Amel?
I'm fine. Wait, it's a little ambulance? Fuck. I'm just gonna grab him. Run to, like, I don't have a motorcycle.
You're gonna pick him up and throw him on the back of your motorcycle?
Yes.
Yes, that is exactly what happens.
As you guys are talking about what should happen, you can see the script sort of writing itself.
Right.
So you see, Billy...
Things are still happening.
Billy, looking determined, grabs the old man and hauls him over his shoulder in a fireman's carry and carries him down to his motorcycle. Don't worry, Vanessa. I'll save your father. Yeah.
Wait. Vanessa follows, but in her grief, trips down the stairs.
Heavens to Betsy, I've fallen!
Who talks like that?
As you're carrying the old man to your motorcycle, you hear, "Heavens to Betsy, I've fallen!"
Her neck is broken in two places.
You hear a sickening snap.
Twice.
Two sickening snaps. as Vanessa tumbles down the stairs and lands in a heap. The around you, the pink aura surges and you hear a scream of rage. And she has to spend a fate point to do this, I believe.
Oh no, we've killed Billy.
Yes, she does.
Fox is not a very good writer.
there is the pink aura surges.
Yeah.
You guys feel this reverberation through the walls of the studio as if someone is throwing a gigantic tantrum, and then you get that same kind of VCR fuzzy tracking error, and all of you are all of a sudden in the middle of the street at the site of this accident.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Where
am I there now too?
Yeah, you are.
Am I still farming, carrying the guy on the wheelchair?
No, he seems to be suspiciously absent.
No, he's
oh,
he's. That's it. Young man, I'm fine. Put me down.
All right.
Ooh.
What?
And Vanessa comes walking up. Her aura is just seething off of her. And she says, yes, he's fine. His heart attack and my breaking my neck must have been some sort of bizarre mass shared hallucination.
Some temporary thing.
It was all a dream.
Because of the accident. There you go.
There was...
the accident.
Emil,
it's all right. It's however you want to say it. He's not from town.
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Don't worry, I'm okay. He waves. It's the damnedest thing. I thought I was dead for sure.
I was thrown clear right into a nice little pile of moss.
I'm not sure how that happened at all.
Emil here was transporting a new secret recipe for our medicated foot powder. And it all must have aerosolized when the truck crashed.
Oh. So it was also this is also a hallucination. I'm going to take out my gun and I'm going to shoot Amos in the head.
Okay. Roll for it. He's going to try to dodge. Yeah.
What I do? What I quick?
You quick. Probably you quick too, Ed.
Quick.
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 Quick. Plus
that
quick.
Is plus three.
Plus three. He's at plus two. So how did you do?
Plus two.
Plus two. Do you want to spend any fate points to save Amos's life?
No, you want to see where this goes. Whatever, you do what you want to do. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm going back to three anyway.
Can I spend one too?
Yeah, what are you invoking?
Factory worker.
Yeah, he's your boss. You want to save his boss. Life? All
right, I'm gonna. I am going to invoke the freaky Fed. I am like.
Sometimes I murder people.
I'm so determined. And, like, into my job that I target practice every day. Like,
that makes
all
sense.
All my free time.
So, at this point, the freaky Fed is winning. Does anyone want to burn any other points?
So I'm at plus five.
You're at plus five. I'm going to say that brings Amos down. He collapses to the ground. His brains are in a spatter on the pavement.
What the hell?
I'm going to tackle the Fed.
All right,
he's dangerous.
I need
Does anybody want a water?
I do.
Yeah.
Water? I just need okay.
Water?
I need a column where everyone's standing
at
this point. I'm a little confused.
I'm going to tackle the Fed because he's a dangerous one.
I have a feeling that we got zapped back, and it was you, Fed, Curtis.
Okay.
And he just whipped out his gun and shot, and we both just
looked at him. That's fair. Okay. Fair. That's fine. Yeah, a lot of stuff's going on here that was I'm not anticipating.
All right,
Ryan
so
needs
the
water.
Meyer,
he's good.
I've got plus one.
I have plus two.
All right, so, Meyer, you're going first. What are you doing?
I'm tackling with it.
All right.
I am going to dodge his tackle.
I'm just going to watch all this happen because I'm a little confused.
Did you hear what I said before, Ryan?
No, what happened?
So I figured when we zapped back, it was Sheriff, Fed, Deputy.
Right.
And then the Fed just pulled out his gun and shot. So Derek and I both just turned to look at him like, what the hell?
And right. And then here comes Meyer.
Right, to tackle him. All right. So here's the thing. You each get an action and a reaction. So you can dodge and still have an action on your own. So Meyer, make me quick or forceful.
Alright, I'll go quick. Plus two.
And Ed, you can go for either flashy or quick.
I'm not trying to hurt him because
you just tackle him.
Can I do careful? Carefully stepping out of the way.
Yeah, I guess so. So you're plus two.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
All right, so you lunge at him, but he does not. He sidesteps out of the way.
What is Vanessa doing?
Do your
Vanessa,
job.
Vanessa is.
He has a gun. He shot on that.
Cradling her father.
Daddy! You arrest me for bullshit reasons and you're not pulling, doing anything right now with a gun!
Billy.
She is, she is in tears. But her aura is just loving this. It's like trembling excitedly.
Because
she's,
of a melodrama.
Melodrama.
Because she's hamming it up.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let me see that list of allergies. I'm going to take the list of her food allergies and run. I'm just going to run into the factory.
All right.
I'm going to the cafeteria.
All right.
You're not going to do anything?
Really?
So I still get an action, right?
yeah.
I'm going to tell.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on here.
Take his gun away!
All right.
He shot a man!
He's not using it now.
Oh my god, I'm going to take the sheriff's gun.
You've had your action.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So what are you?
Okay.
What's your quick?
My quick is a plus one.
Okay, so you're going at the same time as, and you are.
I'm. Oh, my quick is plus two. I'm running to the.
I'm going
to
drop my gun and hold my hands up, and say.
That's fine. I'm not drawing my gun. I don't draw my gun. It's in my character.
Why don't you rewrite this one, Vanessa? Or do you like? I'm gonna know. Why don't you rewrite this one, Lorianne? Or are you hoping for an Emmy?
Great, she's gone. She's gonna be a daytime Emmy.
She is at quick plus one too. So she is going to.
Can I make that a? A careful, like, persuade, because I dropped my gun and I'm kind of cautiously approaching her to try to get her, like, to break character.
Okay. Go ahead. She's gonna...
invoke to re-roll.
Okay. 8 points.
That's better. That's four. Plus four.
She is also at plus four.
Hmm.
So here's what happens. she looks up at you with tears in her eyes, and she's, what are you talking about? You just murdered my father. And her aura begins to tremble excitedly, and two of those shadowy tendrils reach out for you.
Okay.
So what she's going to do on her action is she is going to cradle her father and weep, but her aura is going to attempt to make you do something rather unpleasant to yourself. So it is going to lash out at you. What are you gonna? You got a reaction, so.
Well, I already reacted to him.
All right, that's fair.
Can I, would I be able to?
You're plus one, so you can go.
Okay, would I be able to dive and knock him to the ground?
Yeah, you can. You can roll against her.
All right. I would be. I got to take my quick roll, I guess.
Yeah.
or force? No, it'd be quick.
Either quick or forceful. She's gonna spin.
I'm guessing forceful makes sense. I'll go with forceful. Yeah, okay, I'm going to spend one to re-roll that. Okay, wow, what a waste of time that was.
She's at plus five.
Oh, yeah, I'm at a plus two.
Okay. So one of those shadowy tendrils reaches out and taps you.
Mm-hmm.
and you get a flash of something. You're in an office, and you find yourself saying, I'm sorry, Jeremy, but I just can't work with her. She's impossible. the guy sitting
across... Myself or Rob Lowe?
Rob Lowe. You see the guy at the other side of the desk say, well, if that's the way you feel, Rob, we're very sorry. We're, We can probably write you into so that you don't have any shared storylines. We can work this out, and then you come back to yourself. you feel the need to hurt yourself.
Okay.
Hate self. Rob Lowe hates self.
Poor Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe's awesome.
He is.
I'm dead. one of my favorite gifs I've ever seen is that scene from Parks and Rec. Which, if you guys haven't seen it, you need to.
I'm dead. So I'll ask you, how do you... You got plus two?
Yes.
I don't know if they ever said what...
She got plus five, so you have to take three stress. Which, how do you hurt yourself for three stress?
What?
Can I take a moderate consequence?
Yes. So the way stress works is...
If I reach three, I die?
No. if you have... Each box can take as many as its number. So if you take three stress, you would fill in the three box. so the two box can take two, the one box can take one. If you can't take any more stress or any more consequences, then you're taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to it's up to whoever's attacking you to say what happens to you. Or you can take yourself out, you know, just say... you know, I knocked myself unconscious, and in that case, you get a fate point, but you're out of the scene. All
right.
So you can take the three stress and not take the consequence, and then if you take three more stress, then take the consequence.
And stress goes away at the end of the scene.
Okay.
Automatically.
So I'll take the three stress. So one, two, three. There's three
boxes. No, it's not. You just cross off the three.
Cross off the three boxes.
Okay.
But then if you get another three. You can't soak it, so you'd have to take
a consequence. Would I be able to take a two box and a one box?
No.
Okay. Alright, so I take the stress,
it doesn't have to be any kind of a permanent thing. You could just sort of, like, start banging your head against something.
Alright.
She basically just did to you what she did to Patricia, but you're a PC, so it doesn't kill you.
So I'm gonna look at her and I'm gonna say... Alright, Lorianne, if that's how you want to play it, that's how we'll play it! And I'm gonna just run head first into Emil's truck. Don't worry, I'm fine! It's the only thing Emil can say.
That's right, it's his line.
He might be a little bit traumatized from the horrible accident he was just in. Sheriff, what are you doing? I
attempted to knock him to the ground, but I didn't do a very good job of it.
Can I roll to, like, get to the lunchroom faster?
At this point, you can use your turn this action, you're there.
Okay.
Billy, you're up in the turn order again.
I'm not... You know what? I'm staying out of this shit. Because... I don't...
Did you see the tendrils firing out at him?
I saw tentacle coming to me too. So
okay,
I
so you
want...
saw that. Okay, that's good.
I'm not fucking with that though.
I have not seen the tendrils. I'm also a quick plus two. I'm going to look at the list.
It's because I see the tendril. I'm not going to mess with.
Well, I just didn't know what you were seeing.
I'm looking at the list of her food allergies,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm opening the fridge and tearing open everyone's lunch, trying to get as much stuff on this list as
I can. Peanut butter.
Strawberries. Okay.
Strawberries, peanut butter, gluten. Brett's got that.
I'll make her a strawberry, peanut butter,
and bread sandwich. Well, no, like, yeah,
like
so I'm grabbing
like
strawberries.
Which Meyer ate that one time.
I'm grabbing a thing. Someone brought a thing of strawberries for a dessert, you know, for a snack.
She's lactose intolerant. She needs milk.
Make her the peanut butter and strawberry jelly sandwich inside a peanut butter and strawberry.
No, I'm not making. I'm just taking it.
Yeah, it starts. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, gotta cut the crust off. All
right. That's my turn. You guys have found out a couple of her aspects now before we get back to combat. you found out that she has a tantrum-fueled aura of rage. So whenever her actress doesn't get along with someone, her aura throws a tantrum. You found out she's a shameless ham.
Yep.
you also found out she's related to the executive producer. She's got the nepotism fiat. And I left one free, which we decided was food allergies. So you guys can attack her by invoking these aspects or attack the aura itself. And how you do that is up to you. You could feed her a whole bunch of the stuff that she's allergic to. She is a shameless ham, so if you want, you can play that out. Play that up and give her a memorable death scene, and she'll leave the show and go away.
Right.
you're reading
my mind on that one, right?
How does this list say how allergic she is to this stuff?
It says very.
So as I'm so I grab this. So the end of my turn is me running back. I'm going to open up the strawberries, bite one, and then smear it all over my lips.
Oh. Okay, so you've got that stuff. Billy, you're staying out of it.
He's like, here's some weird... He's peeking at his weird shit-o-meter right now.
Alright. Alright. So that's you guys and Vanessa. What are you guys doing in this round?
I'm going to play against the nepotism. I don't know much because I'm playing. You know, the sheriff doesn't know much about this kind of stuff. But I'm just going to make mention. But I'm going to play it into. I'm going to basically create a melodramatic scene.
Okay.
You know, but you know. So yeah. So.
So what she is doing is cradling her father's body.
Right.
Her aura is raging and attacking Cooper at the moment.
Right.
So what are you doing in the middle of this?
Okay, I'm gonna stand up. I'm gonna stand up and go, Vanessa.
What, Sheriff?
You know this isn't doing anyone any good.
The man who murdered my father is here, standing right before you, and you're doing nothing.
The way I've seen it, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for another man. And I'm not talking about Curtis, and I'm talking about your father.
And who is that?
Does the name Bint mean anything to you?
All right, so you're invoking her nepotism.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay me a fate point.
Uh huh.
And then you.
I have. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm basically.
Oh, you're calling her out. You're like, yeah, you're only here because your uncle's the executive producer.
Right. And then I have, you know, I have that my character aspect of the fact that I don't draw my gun.
Yeah.
So I'm leading to that.
All right.
Which should play in really well with what Alex is about to do too. So I have I'm creating this like very intense daytime Emmy award winning scene right about now.
All right,
it's gonna be a really weird episode to watch.
because you tagged her nepotism, the aura. I have no idea what you're talking about, but her aura heard what you said.
Right. And
what happened? Are they still looking for that Julie girl?
I haven't mentioned her all episode.
This is so weird.
I don't understand.
Avian Blue.
her aura is becoming more corporeal at this point. So
it's real simple.
What is it looking like? Or is it just flames of...
Well, it was sort of a shadowy smoking. Now it's almost like it's solidified.
Does it flames on the side of her face?
A little bit. Heaving breaths.
I would say it sort of looks like bad plasticky CGI.
Great. Vanessa, whatever it is that is all around you right now, I would suggest you calm it down, because you know what happens if I have to draw my gun.
It is going to lash out at you.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to attack?
Yeah.
Okay. It is going to try to...
Gonna go to the bathroom.
It's an advertising break.
It's a commercial for Billy Meier.
And is it plus one? And she has no more
Billy Meier, Billy Meier, Billy, Billy, Bill, Billy Meier.
Okay, I'm going to re-roll. I have a fate point for that.
Bill Meier.
Yep.
Oh, much better. Okay, so that would be a plus four.
Plus four beats her plus one.
Right, but before I had a plus one.
So you draw your gun.
Yeah. I have a stunt that I like to do that's used non-violently, but once my gun is drawn, something goes down.
All right. So you do three stress to her. You fire your gun into this writhing pink mass of something, and the bullet sort of gets sucked into it, and it ripples, and you get that weird fuzzy tracking effect again.
Okay.
But part of the aura comes splattering off, and lands on the pavement and starts to wither there and bubble and fizz.
Can I try to draw her attention so that he can get more shots off on her?
Yeah, it's going for him now.
Right. So I would like to draw her and be like, when he says that, yeah, you're only here because of Bint. Not like that really talented Rob Lowe, who earned his position.
All right, so you...
It's getting awfully self-referential.
So, which one of her aspects... You're trying to tag her...
Totally miss Cassandra, though. Okay, her so much.
So give me the faint point to tag her. Because she's full of rage, and you're capitalizing on that.
Okay. I only have one left.
I have one left.
I have three left.
Well, you're going to come out here in a second.
Oh, you just do it. I guess it's kind of clever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like the incredibly talented Rob Lowe.
Four. Do I get any pluses for invoking her aspect?
Yeah, plus two.
Okay, so that's six.
Six. Yeah. Damn. Is there anything she can do? She'll try to roll. She's going to try to come up with a clever retort. She does not come up with a clever retort.
She goes, yeah, what of it?
Yeah, super creepy, hairy. You were on a cable commercial.
Wayne's World, party time. Let's see. She's gonna take her aura is gonna take a severe consequence.
She's developed acne. No.
All right. The writhing pink mass pulls away from Vanessa, and she snaps out of it. And she seems to she turns and she sees it for the first time, and she screams, "Oh my God! What the hell is that?"
So is this the next round then?
Yes.
All right. So I run back in. Strawberry juice smeared on my lips.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. She didn't get an attack.
Oh yeah.
She's still going for. All right.
Who's going? The aura or her?
The aura is going for. It's going for Ed.
Okay.
She's out of fate point. She can't do anything wacky. But this thing is gonna smack you.
Okay. So my reaction can. I can still react.
You can dodge. Yeah.
Plus two.
Okay, you managed to get out of the way. She rolled two minuses.
Uh-oh.
Plus one. So you scoot out of the way. We're at the next round now. Billy, what's going on with you?
So, Aura got sucked out of girl. Girl has now come to and is going crazy. I'm going to save the girl. She's innocent right now, so...
All
right,
so you're going to, like, just grab Vanessa?
You're going to come out and kick because you didn't see this happen? You're going to come out and kiss Vanessa and nothing is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to try to save her.
All right.
We can still invoke her aspects.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still a character written into the story.
I'm going to grab her hand.
She's representative
Right,
of
but
the...
is the aura allergic or is Vanessa allergic?
Paula, come with me.
Ah.
I think the aura is just one of her aspects.
Oh, no, the aura is what you guys are really fighting
right
now. Vanessa is just a character.
Right.
The aura is Lorianne.
Is Lorianne
right.
being a destructive
so
presence
the,
in
so
the show.
So the aura is allergic, not Lorianne, not Vanessa.
So you're going to have to kiss the
I've still got strawberries.
Yeah, that's true.
It's awesome, man. Go for it.
So I said, I'm going to grab her hand, pull all you got, come with me if you want to live. And
all right.
So I see, okay, so I run in and I see...
the aura separate from Vanessa.
Right.
Vanessa, like, gets behind you. Please, Billy, please don't let that thing get me.
I won't. Stay behind me.
Can I roll to quickly as like a reaction to try to assess the situation?
Yes, see if you can. All right. You have that stunt, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
So you get plus two.
Which is good because that puts me at plus four.
All right. Yeah, you gotta.
Oh. Okay.
Seems broken off from her.
Okay.
I readjust.
Okay.
Lorianne, wait, stop. If you continue like this...
Much like Meldrum, tell you lower.
Will you let me talk? If you continue like this, how can Vanessa and Curtis ever wind up together? They're obviously... I mean... I love Vanessa. Please. I'm walking closer to the aura.
Horrible pink shape.
Yes.
That is...
I got a gun on the pink shape.
No.
But I keep looking over and I'm like, what the hell are you
saying? I'm holding my arms out to the pink shape.
This is just like an amorphous bubblegum like blob.
I know.
It's like Kirby.
A smiling face. It's like a shugoth. They're just shapes like bubbling out. Like, out of it.
Every so often you see,
a familiar body part.
like a leg. Like,
right.
You know, like a sultry leg or, you know.
Please, just stop this so that you and I can be together.
Alright, so make your, I would call that either sneaky or clever.
I'm going to use clever. And can I use my cleverly assessing a situation?
Yeah, I think so.
Do I have to invoke one of her things?
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to invoke her allergies. Oh, no. I'm going double whammy.
Okay.
Can I invoke two of her things?
Yeah, you get plus four.
So that's for her food allergies. That's for her shameless ham.
All right. She has no fake points left. She is going to try to cleverly assess that you're bullshitting her. She does not cleverly assess that you're bullshitting her.
So with that bonus, that puts me at plus 10.
Woo!
As Curtis walks up and kisses the face that has appeared in the blob.
Oh, man. You really took one for the
team. All three of us go, oh.
What?
I don't understand that. That doesn't make much sense to me. Why would they kiss a blob? I don't know.
I really like that blob. I feel like a very character.
All right.
Is he in love with that alien now?
This show's taking a change. I don't think it's going to last this season.
I don't know if it's going to last this episode.
I don't understand. Is this a season finale? Only two episodes.
She is taking all of her aspects, all of her consequences, and her four stress box to take that hit.
Wow. If I spend another fate point, does it push her over?
Yes. You guys can get, like, one last shot off
of her. I think I should get the shot.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I could spend my always... No!
Go ahead.
She gave me a heartbreaker aspect.
Oh, so you're gonna...
I'm gonna invoke the aspect that she gave me.
Damn.
As the heartbreaker dumped her before.
This thing pulls away from you, like writhing in pain. You see screaming.
No, Alex, you pull back. You know what?
No.
You're too old.
No. She pulls back writhing and screaming. I'm like, I said it was over.
Each of the faces you see...
I'm in love with someone else.
each of the faces you see is just like swelling up.
You weren't good enough in high school and you're not good enough now.
I have a baby.
she roars and this thing like looms over you, but it's rapidly like losing cohesion. There are globs of it just like falling off on the pavement.
He has a...
And eventually it...
Apparently.
Eventually it just yep. melts apparently. Into this acidic puddle that steams and bubbles and it just disappears. And Vanessa's... aura is gone.
What happens to Vanessa herself?
Or Lorianne's aura is gone.
Well, right? Yeah, look, the death aura that she had. I called it the prima donna death aura.
And then
Lorian,
goes,
Lorian,
I'm fine.
don't worry, I'm okay, guys. We know, Emil. We know. Billy.
Yes.
Vanessa St. Clair goes rigid in your arms.
Oh no!
And she goes, "Thank you, Billy, for protecting me."
Yeah.
No I'm afraid I have to go now.
Vanessa St. Clair returned to her own world.
No. Not quite. Like, not quite like that. The Rolls pulls up, and the driver, you know, comes and opens the door, and she goes, "I'm afraid I have to go. You see, we're relocating all of my father's business. We're selling the factory.
I'm out of a job. Okay. Oh well.
If this was an actual TV show, the driver would be played by the guy that is her executive producer uncle.
Right.
Because he brought her in, that's and right. Now he's taking that's her out. Right.
So yeah. Bint is playing
the Rolls driver.
That's his walk-on role.
Yeah.
Well, what in your new life, man?
But don't worry, we're I'm donating a significant amount of money to the Paradise Bluff Rejuvenation Fund, which is going to revitalize this neighborhood.
That's good.
And I'm naming you the
chief executive.
That doesn't sound like the soundest decision.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks. It was a pleasure to have met you all. And then she
met you, but we grew up together.
And then she gets into the Rolls, and she's just got like this, you know, 300-yard gaze. And she's staring off into the middle distance as the driver closes the door, shrugs, gets in, and drives off.
Well,
ugh, it tasted like rotten bubblegum.
What do we do now?
Go on with your life.
First thing first, we check on Emil.
I'm okay. Sheriff, you should have seen it. You look at this. I should have been dead, but I was thrown clear. I have no idea how it happened.
Oh, somebody must be sitting at the typewriter.
That's a really weird expression.
Yes.
Seriously, Emil?
I reholster my gun. Tell you what, Curtis.
cut to a writer sitting at the typewriter. Egads.
Who wrote this? No. How drunk were we?
Sure. If you could just do me a favor and never mention that to Kelly.
Oh, no problem. I believe you've got a wedding to plan.
I can't make any promises.
So is this a feel-good family show now? Because We kind of solved the mystery.
Well, I mean, not yet.
But we know.
Shh, they don't know.
Who?
I don't know.
Hi.
Stop that!
Breaking the fourth wall.
Stop what? You're... I don't know. Stop. Weird.
Here's what you do. You get on the phone, you call Los Angeles, and you say, "Hey, is Jen is Miss Simpson there?"
I think we should cut to those two housewives watching the show. You know, just kind of smoking. This show is getting really weird.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do now? Everything's done. So if someone's watching the show, did they see us leave the show and go to the set of the show?
Yes, I would think so.
That's breaking the fourth wall four times over.
So I have a question. So eventually we get back to the sheriff station.
Yeah.
And Curtis,
I'll let you guys narrate the outro, because that was it. You dealt with the threat.
Right. Well, Curtis goes to his desk, and the one thing I want to know, the pen he pulled out of the pen holder on the set, is it missing from the cup?
Yes.
Do I reach into my pocket and pull it out?
Yes.
I just put it back in and walk away.
I'm going to Google Rob Lowe.
No results?
Yeah, no, not a single one.
No, no, no. You can't Google Rob Lowe. You internet search Rob
Lowe. That's right.
Well, boys, now that this is all solved, we've still got a mystery to solve.
All right, Steven.
Steven.
Oh, right. Never mind. Sheriff?
Hey, we should examine that lockbox we found in the barn.
Yeah,
Certainly should.
Did you take a script?
Yeah.
Isn't that going to cause like some kind of paradox?
That'll get us back on track.
Okay, yeah, so what am I...
Yeah, let me call Diane and run this through AFID. APHIS.
And I'll look at the geographic clues. Wow.
And I believe I'll call my daughter at boarding school.
Is she still at boarding school?
Yes.
Okay, so
those changes were made. I'm trying to think of you flip ahead like a couple of pages and what the hell is supposed to happen? Ivar enters, and then all of a sudden you hear the ding ding ding. Hello, Sheriff Spencer. We must have words.
I just look at the sheriff and I make a motion like and that's, I think,
yeah.
Sheriff.
Sure, Ivar. Step into my office.
And then that's how we'll leave it.
All right.
That was so much fun.
That took some crazy turns. What did you guys think?
I liked it. I loved it.
I wanted to do something different that wasn't Bill the Killer from Too Many Cooks.
Yeah, no, it
came
was
up
good.
With a different. The trouble was, obviously
shoehorning in a producer's niece who's turning the show into a soap opera.
Yes, exactly. Pretty much. I think I put it like executive meddling, but yeah. You know, it was the same thing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good.
System thing you came up with.
And it's, I kind of...
System thing.
I kind of want to make it so that there's a list of stunts that you could give. I've started brainstorming a few. The stunts that she had was, she had poisonous touch. So once per scene, she can cause an NPC to kill themselves or force a PC to do themselves harm.
Oof.
She is a Mary Sue. So she gets a +2 to any action so long as it shows up one of you, okay. Which she never got a chance to use because you saw her do the poisonous touch and you decided to handcuff her and duct tape her mouth.
Prudent course of action.
Yeah, that was well played. She had the integration, so she can spend a fate point to place an aspect on any character relating to their shared past, which is what she did with you, your former lovers,
which I used to kill, right?
Yeah, your father was right. You were indebted to her father, and she could retcon, which is she pays once per session. She may pay 2 fate points to revise a single scene out of the show's continuity. It must be a scene she participated in, and the results are always like a contrivance. So the her father's heart attack and her falling down the stairs and breaking her neck, she retconned that out.
Right.
And the contrivance was it was a mass hallucination caused by the foot powder.
Egads!
I'm having a heart attack.
What did she say when she...
Heavens to Betsy, I've tripped.
I am slain.
That was good.
I am poisoned.
I had a lot of fun with that.
I think that you should put in a suggestion that players come up with act, because obviously it's a TV show.
Yeah, who plays you?
Yeah.
I like that idea. I'll write that in character generation, like who plays you?
Because Rob, who's
who
Rob?
The hell is Rob Lowe? I would love to see Rob Lowe deliver that line. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I would. I think Rob Lowe would, he's the only guy who could have played Fox. I think.
So yeah, and said I pretty much once I realized it was Tobo, I was like, I'm borrowing heavily from, was it Wild Hogs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty much. It's always okay, great. He's played it, you know, Country Sheriff before.
Do you guys think that I should have that be one of your free aspects?
Yeah.
Actor who plays you, I do like that, because that gives you, like, once you realize that you had a different, like, right, a stronger focus on the sheriff, and I noticed you were getting a little bit more Rob Lowe-y.
Rob Lowe.
We've turned a Lowe-ian, a Lowe-ian performance.
It was a very Lowe-ian performance.
It was a deep Lowe-ian performance.
We've turned him into an adjective. Oh God. But any last thoughts before we sign off, or?
That was
a lot of fun.
All right. Hopefully I will write up the rules to this and we can do something with it.
So all right.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. That was Paradise Bluff.
Cabbage!